Afternoon, everybody.
Okay, so our topic for today is the Isser of Arel in Korban Pesach. So if you take a look at, we'll just read through Torah Shebichtav, try to read through closely, and then note a couple of important just ha'aros to be marked in the sugya. So Torah says as follows in Shmos at the end of Perek Yudbeis, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'Aaron zos chukas ha'pasach kol benichar lo yochal bo. Heard Rabbi many times speak about the, I think the term he uses, the drum roll. Okay, for Zos Chukas HaPasach, that you know the Torah is trying to tell us what the Pesach is all about, and at first it opens up with the Iser of Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Bo. So we will definitely refer back to that, but just as a ha'ara for now, why is it that the Torah opens up with Zos Chukas HaPasach and the Iser of Kol Ben Nechar? Then right after that, the Torah transitions. V'chol Eved Ish Miknas Kosef. So az yochal bo. You have the mitzvah of milas avadim, which is unique to the Korban Pesach, and we will definitely develop that. Then toshav esacher lo yochal bo, which is a very ambiguous pasuk. It doesn't. We'll review there four deos in Tanaim about what toshav and sacher even mean. It seems gratuitous on its front because toshav esacher, if it really just refers to a guy, should be included in benichar or arel or both. Then you have Bevayis Achad Eachal Osotzi Min Abayis Min Abasa Chutz Avatzam Losesh B'Duvel. That's the one pasuk we're not going to talk about too much. It always intrigued me why this pasuk is in this little parsha. All of the other Yisurim in these psukim are Yisurim for Gavras. Right? There are certain people who cannot partake of the Korban Pesach. But here, we have an Isur, we have mitzvos that are associated with the Makom HaPesach, and then the Isur of Shvi'as Etzem. Just an intriguing point, but again, I don't have too much to say about that today. Then Kol Adas Yisrael Ya'asu Oso seems like a key note in the parasha. Then V'chi Agur Yitcha Ger V'asa Pesach La'Hashem Himo Lo Chol Zachar. You have the mitzvah of Milas Zacharim. So again, we'll talk a lot about Milas Zacharav Avadav V'az Yikrav La'Asoso V'haya Ke'ezrach Ha'aretz V'chol Arel Lo Yochavam. Finally, at the end of the parasha, the last Isur, we have the prohibition for an Arel to partake of the Korban Pesach. So, in addition to just the relationship between these Yisurim, let's say we in total we have let's call it three prohibitions for certain gavras to partake of the Korban Pesach. We have the Ben Nechar, we have the Toshav Esachir, and we have the Arel. Right now, I'm gonna put to the side the mitzvah of Milas Zachar Vavada, but just in terms of people who are forbidden from partaking in the Korban Pesach, we have those three. One question that I want to address, just a broad question, is the relationship between those. If there is a relationship between them, and if so, then what is it? In addition to that, I want to try to address the relationship between Arel himself, the prohibition for an Arel to have the Korban Pesach, and these other mitzvot, where a person is obligated to ensure that those around him also have a mila, the Avadim and the Banim. Are those related? If so, in what way? And then, just as a ha'ara, I thought it was very interesting that just reading closely, right? So the Torah first introduces the mitzvah to circumcise others before it even tells you that one who is not circumcised himself cannot partake of the korban. First, it tells you maltoso az yochal bo, himo lo chol zachar va'az yikrav la'asoso, and only afterwards do we have the chol arel lo yochal bo. I think that's going to be very telling. For the relationship between that mitzvah to be mal others and for the iser for an arel to eat himself, and I think that's going to reflect a lot on the nature of the iser of kol arel lo yochal bo. Okay, so just reading through the psukim a little bit and getting our feet wet, just noting some of the kind of questions to keep in mind. So the sugya, the reason why we're discussing it now is because it comes up in Mishahaya in the Sugya and Daf Tzadi Vav. I don't know if everybody got there, so we'll just review the Shafle Rekaya very, very quickly. Truth is, I haven't gotten there. I had to skip there because I went through this topic. So, so the Mishnah there, Mabin Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros, an important Mishnah, the distinctions between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but eventually, if you skip down to the wide lines, it's about like 10 lines down, and in the middle of the line, Elamei Ata. So the Torah, the Gemara is going through here all of the Isurim that are associated with the Pesach, and we're entertaining the possibility that they would have been limited to Pesach Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, "Halameata dechsev v'chol arel lo yochal ba hachinami debo ino ochal ava ochal ba pesach doros." Omar krav avadta. The Gemara has avadta so avodah azos ba'chodesh azeh sheyehu kol avodos chodesh zekozeh. There's a I don't know whether to call, I'm not sure what the technical term for it is, but a limud that the avodos of the Pesach stay the same unless otherwise noted. So here we derive that the Isser of Arel applies not only in Pesach Mitzrayim, but also in Pesach Dodos. So what do I do with the miut of Bo? Ela Bo Lomeli? Bo eno ochel aval ochel hu b'matza umar. Again, just a question to note, and we will hopefully return to it, Be'ezan Hashem. What's the Havamina that an Arel what does the Havamina mean? There's a Machlokas Rishonim, we'll get to this. Whether is the Havamina that an Arel would have been forbidden to eat Matzah Umaror, or just that he would be not obligated to eat Matzah Umaror? And either way, what is that Havamina about? And then the Gemara goes on, Alameyata called Ben Nechar lo yochabal, Hachinami, Debo enoch of Ochu, Bepesach Lut, Oros, Amarkov, Avata, Elebo Lomeli, Bo Hamaras Das Poselas, Vein Hamaras Das Poselas Betruma. So again, the Gemara here is just highlighting the uniqueness of the Korban Pesach. Right? There are certain isurim that apply to the Korban Pesach that don't apply elsewhere. And you have the isur of Ben Nechar, we're going to limit that to Korban Pesach, it's not going to apply to Truma. V'itztich l'michtav Arel, v'itztich l'michtav Ben Nechar. Another fascinating line in the Gemara, which the Rishonim and certainly the Achronim pick up on, this tzrichasa, that the Torah had to note both Arel and Ben Nechar. Because of Rachmana Arel Mishum de Mois. Aval Ben Nechar lo Mois, same alone, Tzrich. Viashmin and Ben Nechar Mishum de Ein Libo la Shamai. Aval Arel de Libo la Shamai, same alone, Tzrich. If it's Tzrichasa that the Torah needed to write both Arel and Ben Nechar. And Tosos are already on Daf Kufchaf. We'll come back to this, I'll read it inside, Blineder. But Tosos is very sensitive to this. You know, what type of Tzrichasa is this? These are two different Yisurim. It seems as if the Torah wrote one of them, that I would have known both. What does that reflect in the Havamina? And certainly, what's the shift l'maskana about the Yisurim of Arel and Ben Nechar? And we're also going to want to try to target these factors that the Gemara raised. Right? Arel mishum demois. Had we only had Arel, then we would have limited the Isser to Arel because of the factor of Mius. Ben Nechar because of the factor of Ein Libo LaShamayim. And so what's the relationship between the Havamina and the Maskana there? Okay, so that's the Sugya on Daf Tzadivav. Again, just trying to get our feet wet, trying to be sensitive to a number of the key questions that arise in the Sugya. So in order to develop the Isur of Arel and Korban Pesach, I think it makes sense to begin with the relationship between the Isur of Arel in Korban Pesach and the Isur of Arel elsewhere, namely in Truma and also in Shaar Kodshim. So here, if you look at the Makoros, the main sugya for this is the Gemara at the beginning of Paraka Arel in Yevamos. So the Mishnah there, Ha'arav v'cholat meim lo yolchu batruma, ha'nishen v'avdein yolchu batruma. So the Mishnah spells out that there's a prohibition for an Arel and a Tomei to eat truma. And there's a machlukas between the Tanoim with respect to the Makor for this Iser. Tanya Amar Abalazar minayin lo Arel she'in ocha batruma, ne'emar tosha v'sacha b'pesach v'ne'emar tosha v'sacha batruma. Matosha v'sachi armer b'pesach arel asurbo. Av tosha v'sachi armer b'truma arel asurbo. According to Rabbi Lazar, the Gersa changes it to, I think in the Bach or whatever, to Rabbi Eliezer, it should be, there is a gzereshava tosha v'sachi tosha v'sachi that teaches us that just as arel is prohibited to eat korban pesach, so too arel is prohibited to eat truma. Rabbi Akiva omer eno tzarech, harayhu omer ish ish, lirabos ha'arel. The Torah has ish ish in the context of the Isser for a Tamei to eat Truma, and from the Riboy of Ish Ish, we are Marbe Arel as well. So we have a Machlokas between the Tanoim. Certainly it's the case that an Arel is forbidden to eat Truma. The Gemara, while in some places references the Isser for an Arel to eat Kachim, never spells out an explicit prohibition for Arel to eat Kachim. You don't have a Makor in the Torah that tells us Arel cannot eat Korbanos. So how do we know that? So there are two a priori options on the table. You could say that Kachim is a derivative of Korban Pesach, in some sense. Either Korban Pesach is a paradigm, or as we'll see in Rashi and Daf Samach Aleph, it's a Kavahomer, that Korban Pesach, if Arel is also for Korban Pesach, Kavahomer will be also for Shaar Kachim. Another option is to say that Korban Pesach stands alone, and Shaar Kachim is actually grouped together with Truma. that Truma, either as a Kavachomer from Truma Tekachim, or as just a generic Shein Kodesh, we'll see in the Rambam, would include Kachim as well. So this is going to be very important for thinking about the uniqueness of the Isser Arel in Korban Pesach. Because if we see that the Isser Arel in Korban Pesach really stands on its own and is divorced even from the Isser for Arel Shar Kachim, that's going to provoke the question, so why do we need an additional din of Isser Arel for Korban Pesach? What's the relationship between that Isser and these and the Isser for Truma and Kachim? So let's go through some of the deos in the Rishon. I mentioned before, Rashi and Daf Samach Aleph from Adis. Rashi says that there's a kal vachomer from Kodshim to from Pesach to Shar Kodshim. Says Arela lohutra mechlala she'ein shum korban ne'achal la'arelim v'yafidam v'yavamos the arel asur bekodshim the asi bekal vachomer mipesach hakav. The Gemara never says that explicitly. Rashi's inserting that there is a kal vachomer from Pesach to Kodshim, and it seems that again that the iser for Arel is the Isser Arel B'Kachim is again an offshoot, a derivative of the Isser Arel B'Korban Pesach. Tosos in Yevamos, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and that source number 3, and that Mishnah, and Rabbi Akiva, Ish L'Rabo Sa'Arel. So Tosos is bothered by a question. Mehacha Amina B'Chol Dukhde, the Rabbi Akiva Mar the Arel Kiton. This is the drasha of Ish L'Rabo Sa'Arel that establishes that according to Rabbi Akiva, Arel is considered like a ton. We'll discuss that at length also. Umikol makom itzdech l'michtav arel b'pesach, says Tosos. Nonetheless, we need the iser arel b'pesach. D'ilav d'chsev behedya mishul makom shu ketamei lo hava marbinon le'mi ish. So Tosos basically has an assumed question. Right? If I know the iser arel when it comes to truma, so and from there, that's the makor for Arel Ketameh. So and of course, the Isser for Arel should carry over to Korban Pesach as well. Why should we discriminate against Korban Pesach? So why did the Torah have to spell out an Isser? So Tosos has more of a technical response. That had the Torah not spelled out one time explicitly that Arel is Aser in any Korban, then Rabbi Akiva wouldn't have darshaned Ish to be Marbe Arel Ketameh. But the impression is that there's no fundamental distinction between the Isser for Arel B'Pesach and the Isser for Arel B'Truma or B'Shar Kachim. It's all a din of Arel Ketan. And that's very clear in Tosos and Chagiga and Daf Dalet, and that's Sogeh that they quote as well. So Rashi, Tosos, and the Minchas Chinuch says this explicitly in source number 4, in the Brisker Rav quotes this in his piece, he quotes from the Minchas Chinuch, that V'hu Adin the whole Kachim, the Alfina Mi Pesach, the Isser for Arel to eat Kachim comes from Pesach. The Minchas Chinuch is very committed to that approach. So up until now, it seems that the Isser of Arel the Pesach is not really a unique prohibition. There's a Gzeiras HaKasuv that Arel is not allowed to eat Pesach, but we carry that forward. That's kind of used as a paradigm or as a kal vachomer for Isurei Arel in other contexts. The calculus shifts when we come to the Brisker Rav. So I don't know if everybody got a chance to see this piece, very nice piece in the Brisker Rav, Macholos Asuros Beis Chav Gimel. So the Grace is dealing with there the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam about ribui lavim, ribui malchios. How do you decide when the Torah repeats a certain lav? How do you decide when we should administer multiple malchus for the multiple lavim, or when the Torah is really just repeating the same iser but not introducing an additional malchus? So the Brisker Rav there assumes that according to the Rambam, everything depends on the shemos. On the Shein Isser, right, the conceptual Isser. And if you have multiple Shemos, that's going to come with it multiple Lavin, but when you just have Sam, the Torah repeating a certain Lavin, that's not automatically going to be associated with multiple Malchus. And he draws a contrast in order to paint this distinction between the Isser of Onin and the Isser of Arel. The Torah repeats the Isser of Onin with respect to both Meiser Sheni and also Kachim. Kachim, you have the parsha of Aron Uvanav, and Meiser Sheni, you have Lo'achalti V'Oni Mimeni. So the Brisker Rav proves that the Shein Onin is one, and therefore you're not going to have multiple Malchus when it comes to an Onin eating Meiser Sheni or Shar Kachim. But in contrast, when it comes to Arel, he proves very, very well that according to the Rambam, the Shem Arel, the Shem Isser of Arel for Korban Pesach is distinct from the Shem Isser of Arel for Truma and for Shar Kachim. And he proves that according to the Rambam, Shaar Kodshim is meant to be included with Truma, not with Korban Pesach. So let's just go through a couple of those diukim. It's very compelling. The Rambam in source number 5, Mitzvos Lo Ta'aseh Kuf Lamed Hei, that's where the Rambam codifies the prohibition for an aryel to eat Truma. The mitzvah Kuf Lamed Hei, he shehizher ha'aryel me'achol Truma, v'hu hadin l'shaar kodshim she'aryel muzhar me'achilasa. The Rambam doesn't have a separate Lo Ta'aseh for an aryel eating kodshim. Rather, he groups it together with Truma, and he does it again a couple of lines later. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos, at the beginning of Perek Ha'arel, says the same. Hata'am shekohin arel lo yochal truma v'kodshim. He adds in kodshim, even though the Mishnah doesn't say that. Lefi she'amar Hashem bepesach tosha v'sachir lo yochal bo. V'amar tosha v'kohin v'sachir lo yochal kodesh. So he draws upon the gzer shava of tosha v'sachir. U'keshim she'in ha'arel ochal pesach v'amar yisala v'chol arel lo yochal bo. Kach lo yochal ha'arel kodesh. So you see here, the Rambam is, the way the Rambam views the Isser of Arel, the Truma, Uve Kodshim, is that there's a broad Shein Kodesh that includes both Truma and Kodshim. And we'll see that also when the Rambam and the Yad, there's Raios also, that it's not like we're deriving a Kal V'Chomer from Truma to Kodshim, just that the Shein Kodesh establishes that anything that can be categorized within that that name of Kodesh is going to be included in the Isur. But certainly it's the case that Pesach is Shna Ushna from the Isur of Isur Ardal of Truma and Kodshim. And then the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Yutes, where he lists the different Chiyuvei Malkius. So the Rambam says, Ardal Sha'achal Besar Kodesh O Trumos, in the same block. Right, which is Lishitaso, and the Brisker Rav brings all of these rayos to prove that according to the Rambam, the Isser Arel has a different shame from the Isser Arel B'Pesach has a different shame from the Isser of Arel B'Truma Uvish Arkach. Okay. So up until now, we basically painted a machlokas in the Rishonim and later in the Achronim as to how to define or categorize the Isser of Arel B'Pesach. Is it unique, or does it stand as a paradigm? Or just another instantiation of a more general Isser of Arel B'Truma of the Shaar Kodshim. Any question?
Sure, this is just Aratus, but
no.
Does the Rambam, you probably say, later paint the Isser Arel for Pesach in different mitzvahs or in different places?
Yes, yeah, they're not, the Rambam has a separate Isser of Arel for from Pesach, both in the Sefer Mitzvos and in the Yad. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. The only place where he doesn't, and I don't have an answer to this, I don't know if Rabbi has any thoughts about it, I forgot to ask this, but he doesn't list Arel the Korban Pesach as a separate lav in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Yutes. There he only lists Besar Kodesh and Trumos. I'm not sure why. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that.
He doesn't list Pesach at all.
He doesn't list Pesach at all. Correct.
Mashma that it's included in Shaar Kodesh.
Although there were... yes and no. But, I mean, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I may have to double check. If I'm not mistaken... he doesn't list Ben Nechar there either. I'm just not sure what the... Right?
He doesn't
list Ben Nechar. Okay, so...
Well, Ben Nechar might not be...
Maybe it's because of Machel.
Right. Machel, yeah.
Right. So that would work for Ben Nechar. Right? For Arel, it's very clear that the Isser for Arel is not to be Machel to an Arel, but rather for the Arel to be. Putting aside some variants in yourselves, but it's pretty good.
Because it might be connected to Mila's Schara. It doesn't Machayev.
Where if you viewed it more as Ma'akil,
yeah,
right.
So there might be the parallel to that.
Yeah, for sure. Right. We'll get to it, but I think there's one way to, like, that the Isser for Ariel would be that he didn't Ma'al himself.
Right.
But it's pretty.
Which I think is the order, which I think.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Yeah.
I thought that is the parallel to the
Ma'akil of Ben Nechar.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only problem is that for sure the Arel is Chayav Malchus.
Right.
Maybe because of the conceptual nature of it, maybe that would be a reason why they're not going to put it in. Yeah. And, okay. Okay, so I'll flesh that out as we go on. okay. So Where we've left off here is basically a Tzarachian in the Rambam. Okay, let's just phrase it that way. Not as like a kasha, but just as something that we want to understand. For the Rambam, it's clear, Brisker Rav proved, that the Isser of Arel B'Pesach is distinct from the Isser of Arel in Kodshim and in Truma in Shaar Kodshim. So So what is the relationship between those? Why do we have multiple Isurim? What are the Mechayvim of each? So in order to prove the uniqueness of the Mechayv of Pesach, we first need to start with Truma and Shaar Kachim. So we're going to do a little bit of an overview here of the Rambam's Shita and the Isur for an Ariel to eat Truma and Shaar Kachim. So this is in section 3 on page 2. So the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Sheni, source number 8, Ha'Ariel Kitame. Rambam begins by saying Ha'Ariel Kitame. Vim Ochal Maaser Sheni Loka Mina Torah Kederech Shaloka Al Achilas Truma. So he compares here Maaser Sheni and Truma. Sheha Truma Kriya Kodesh U'Maaser Sheni Kriya Kodesh. This is what I had in mind when I said before that for the Rambam the Koveya is the Shein Kodesh. That was the diuk also. From the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, anything that's included in Shein Kodesh is going to be included in the Isur of Ariel, and that includes Truma, Maaser Sheni, and also Shaar Kachim. So on its surface, maybe innocuous, but the Rambam here is pretty problematic, because on the one hand, the Rambam begins the halacha by saying Ha'Ariel Kitame, and as we said before, the Av Hashita of Ariel Kitame is Rabbi Akiva. That ish marbinon arel kitame, that just as the tame is aser, so too the arel. So, if you just had those words, you would think the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva. The problem is that the Rambam all over the place, and we already saw this in the Perush Mishnayos, clearly ascribes to the drasha of Rabbi Eliezer of the gzera shava of tosha b'sachir between truma and pesach. And if that's the case, then he's not paskining like Rabbi Akiva. So the Nosei Kelim are sensitive to this. Some of the Nosei Kelim argue that in Achinami, he's passing like Rabbi Akiva. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah, he says Ha'Ariel Kitame. Why? Because Asekna to Rabbi Akiva Ariel Kitame. Here is Sefer also Ha'Ariel Kitame, source number 11. That says Ish Mizera Aaron Lutzaru Alzav LeRabos Ariel Kitame VaAchilas Kachim. Ish Mizera Aaron. So I get these Nosei Kelim think that the Rambam here is referring to Rabbi Akiva, but there seems to be a very very strong argument that the Rambam does not passkin like Rabbi Akiva, because again, the Rambam all over the place mentions the Gzera Shava of Toshav V'Sachir, Toshav V'Sachir. If you look at the Sefer HaMitzvos, the one we read before, in Losas Haikof Lamed Heretz, in source number 5, he mentions Toshav V'Sachir in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Zayin, Halach Agud. I'm not sure if I put that on the source sheet, but there too, he mentions Toshav V'Sachir, and in the Perush Mishnayos, he mentions Toshav V'Sachir. It seems incontrovertible that the Rambam holds of Rabbi Eliezer's Gzeirah Shavah of Tosha V'Sachir, Tosha V'Sachir. And if that's the case, then we're left wondering why the Rambam appeals to Ha'Ariel Kitame when saying that there's an Isser for an Ariel to eat Maaser Sheni and also Truma. Because after all, Rabbi Eliezer was based on the Gzeirah Shavah, not on the connection between Ariel and Tame the way Rabbi Akiva was. So I think that the key to unpacking or solving this mystery in the Rambam is to understand the Gemara in Yevamos, Ayin, Beis, and Beis. A little bit of a complicated Gemara, but I think it's important to go through inside. So source number 12, the Gemara in Ayin, Beis, and Beis, start from the third line down, Tanya Nami Hafi. So the Gemara here is talking about whether an Arel is kosher to do the Hazas Mechafos. And it quoted a Deya that the Arel is kosher, and then it quotes a supporting Braisa, Tanya Nami Hafi, Arel Shehiza Hazasok Sheira. Okay, so an Arel is kosher. Meisvei tum tum shekidesh kidusho pasul mipnei shehu safik Arel, the Arel pasul the kadish. So it seems like an Arel is disqualified from doing the kiddush of the meichafas. So skip down two lines. Katani miha Arel v'safik Arel pasul milakadish. So what is the yishuv? There seems to be a contradiction. On the one hand, we have a braisa that says the arel is kosher. On the other hand, we have a braisa that says that the arel is possible. Amar Rav Yosef Haitana, Tana Devei Rabbi Akiva Hu, Demarbe Leila Arel Kitami. So the second, according to Rav Yosef, the second braisa, which said that an arel is prohibited from doing hazas mechatos, from doing the kiddush, so that is going according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that arel kitame. And just as a tame is usher from doing so, so too an arel. The son of Rabbi Akiva Omer, ish l'rabos ha'arel. The braisa that we saw before, that according to Rabbi Akiva, ish is the makor for the Isur of Arel. Amar Rava, the very important line, havi asibna kame de Rav Yosef akashali, lo vishtami tana v'lisnei ha'arel v'hatame. If this is really the case, that the Ariel is Kitame, so then there should be some Mishnah somewhere that groups the two together, that juxtaposes Ha'ariel Ve'atame, Ve'lema Rabbi Akiva here, and we would say that that's Rabbi Akiva. But the fact that there's no Mishnah that says Ariel the Tame, so that proves that clearly Ariel is not meant to be treated like Tame. So then, Vilo, trying to respond on behalf of Rav Yosef, Ha'katani Ha'ariel Ve'atame Pturim in Ari'ya. There's a Mishnah in Chagiga that the Ariel and the Tame are exempt from doing Ri'ya Ba'azara. So then the Gemara says, Hasa Mishum Demais. No, that's not a good example of Ariel the Tame, because there's an extenuating factor of Mius. That shouldn't be attributed to the relationship between Ariel and Tame, but rather to the fact that both Ariel and Tame have the element of Mius. So how exactly do we understand this flow in the Shaka V'Tayyar? So let's begin with Tosfos. Tosfos has two interpretations of the conclusion here of Hasam Mishum Dimas. In the first day, Tosfos says that Va'afilu Rabbanan Modu Hasam Depater. Tosfos says that what the Gemara is trying to say, what Rav is trying to say, is that Ha'arel Ve'atame Peturim in Ari'ya is not a good raya that Arel and Tame are juxtaposed in the Mishnayos, because even there, the Rabbanan agree, even those who do not hold of a connection between Ariel and Tame, who reject Rabbi Akiva, would still agree that the Ariel is a potter from Re'ia, because of the factor of Mius. So, okay, Chad v'Chalak, that's very clear. If the Rabbanan agree, then it's not going to be a good Raya. Then Toso says that there's a second Deya, Inami, third line, Hachi Perusha, Hasam Yishun Dema'is, V'chashiv Hasam de Rabbi Akiva, Ariel Kitame, Aval Rabbanan Lo, says Tosos, there's another way to understand the conclusion. Not that the Rabbanon agree in that case, but rather that in that case, Rabbi Akiva compares Ariel to Tame because of the overlapping factor of Mius. But without the overlapping factor of Mius, Rabbi Akiva would not necessarily connect Ariel and Tame, and therefore there would be no reason to disqualify Ariel from Kiddush Meichatas because of a connection between Ariel and Tame. Okay, that's background, because we have to have that in order to understand what we're going to discuss. So from this Gemara, you could outline basically three different perspectives on the scope of Ariel Kitame. To what degree do we compare Ariel and Tame according to this Gemara? So the most extreme is to argue that Ariel Kitame means that an Ariel is actually a type of Tame, so much so that an Ariel would be Mitame. An Ariel would transmit Toma just as the other Tameim that we know of. Who would adopt this approach? So Reb Chaim, if you look at Reb Chaim, it's source number 14 in the stencil. V'anir v'inibi v'amos tafayim beis. Ariel she'iza aza aso she'er v'chulek. Amar Rava, fine, quotes the Gemara. V'hinei kushes Rava, second line in the middle. Kushes Rava hi delo amar Rabbi Akiva Ariel kitame, ela disfir lo diyesh lo dine toma. Reb Chaim is saying that Rava's question on Rav Yosef is that you can't tell me that because Rabbi Akiva holds of Ariel Kitame, therefore an Ariel would be disqualified from doing the Hazaras Mechatas. What does Rabbi Akiva mean when he says Ariel Kitame? He means Ariel has the dinim of Tame. But the disqualification for Azaras Mechatas is not taloi on the dinim of Tame, it's taloi on Toma Manish. It's taloi on whether the Gavra is someone who is Mitame. So you can't tell me that Rabbi Akiva would passel an Ariel from the Azaras Mechatas if he never said that an Ariel is Mitame. So what do you see from there? That Rava understood that according to Rabbi Yosef, an Ariel is actually Mitame. And Rava is saying, no, Rabbi Akiva never said that. If you look at Tosos and Chagiga, I'll skip it for now, but Tosos and Chagiga is also very clear that this was the Havamina of Rav Yosef, that Ariel is Mitame, just like a Tame. So that's the most extreme perspective on Ariel Kitame, and Rav is saying Rabbi Akiva doesn't subscribe to that perspective. And then when the Gemara concludes, Hasam Mishun Dima'is, what the Gemara is trying to say is that no, the reason why an Ariel is excluded or is exempt from Re'ia Ba'azara is not because he's mitame, it's because he's modis, right? So there's no reason that's not a good proof that the Ariel has the same, the Ariel still has the dinim of a tame, but there's no proof that the Ariel is actually mitame the way that Rav Yosef thought. Okay, so So that's the first possibility. The Karen Ordah, source number 15, not going to go through the whole thing, but I think on page 3 I have bolded. The Karen Ordah says, no, there was never a havamina that an RL would be mitamet. How could you ever say that? That's clearly not the case. Even Rav Yosef never thought that an RL was mitamet. What they're arguing about is, to what degree do we say that an RL has a din tame? Rabbi Akiva was saying that an RL has a din tame l'chol davar, for everything. So wherever an tame would be possible, so too an RL would be possible, even if the reason why the tame was possible wouldn't necessarily apply to RL. There's like just a straight hekesh between RL and tame. So if an RL, if a tame is disqualified from mechafas, so too an RL, even if RL doesn't have the factor that a tame has that would constitute his psul, or that would lead to his psul from mechafas. And then Rav is showing that no, that's not the case. You don't have just a straight equation between RL and tame. But according to the Karen Ordah, there was really no havamina ever that an RL would be mitame. Then there's a third possibility of what RL Kitame means, and I think that this is what the Rambam has in mind, especially according to the Maskana within Rava, which is that, of course, RL is not actually Mitame, that we were Dochei Rav Yosef. And even if you tell me that RL has a Din Tame, it doesn't mean that RL is always considered like a Tame in every context. Rather, what RL Kitame means is that there is an overlap. There's a common denominator between RL and Tame, which with respect to some dinim is the koveya, such that I can say ha'arel ketame, that which apostles a tame also will apostle an arel, because arel and tame share that same factor. So what do I have in mind here? So what I have in mind is the factor of mus. That according to the Rambam, ha'arel ketame means that an arel is ma'us ketame. Let me try to prove that this is the case in the Rambam. So in source number 16, the Rambam is very clear, Haskins like the first Braisa and like Rava, that ein ha'arel tame when it comes to hazas mechatas. The arel is kosher to be maza mechatas, and the Rambam says emphatically, she'ein ha'arel tame. He gets rid of the kach ha'dinyon. What he's trying to say in the Bris Karov in Hilchos Para, and also Reb Chaim, they point to this Rambam to say that what the Rambam is trying to exclude is the perspective that an arel actually has Tuma, meaning that he would be mitame. In Arel Tame, the Koveya Mechatas is Tuma. Arel doesn't have Tuma, therefore there would be no problem for the Arel to do Hazoas Mechatas. So that we can, play process of elimination. Arel is clearly not actually a Tame. So, but we know from before, we started this whole discussion by saying that the Rambam says Ha'arel Kitame, and therefore an Arel cannot eat Maiser Sheni and also Truma. So in what way does the Rambam mean Arel Kitame? So if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, Parabeis Halacha Aleph, the Rambam paskins that an RL is exempt, he is potter from Re'ia, that's at the very, very end. Uchbar be'arnu be'hilchos bi'as ha'mikdash ein ha'tomei ro'i le'bi'a, ve'chin ha'orel ma'us ketomei. The Rambam there accepts the conclusion of the Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Beis Amid Beis, and as the Lecha Mishnah points out, I think convincingly, what the Rambam is doing here is basically is paskining the first daya of Tosfos. Remember, we saw Tosfos on the Gemara Ayin Beis Amid Beis, where Tosfos had two deos as to how to understand the maskana. Is the maskana of, no, the RL is ma'us ketame, hasam mishum dema'is, is that only within Rabbi Akiva or also within the Rabbana? So in the first deya, Tosfos said that's also within the Rabbana, and therefore it's not a good proof of RL and Tame being juxtaposed in a Mishnah. Lech Mishnah says that's how the Rambam understood the Gemara in Yevamos. Happens to be that Gemara contradicts the Gemara in Chagiga Dalet Amid Beis, so you have to say that there's a machlokes hasugyos. But the Rambam accepted the Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Beis Amid Beis, and Tosfos' first understanding of that maskana, and therefore he concluded v'chein ha'arel ma'us ketame, and that's, I think, what the Rambam means when he says ha'arel ketame. So yes, the Rambam accepts Rabbi Eliezer, that the makor for the Isser of Arel and Truma is Tosha v'sachir. That's what the Rambam says all over the place. He's not passing like Rabbi Akiva, he's passing like Rabbi Eliezer. How, nonetheless, does he say Ha'arel Ketame? Because the way that the Rambam understood Ha'arel Ketame is based on this overlapping factor, the common denominator of Mius. And Mius is the Koveya with respect to some dinim, such as Re'ia, Ba'azara, and also Achilas Truma and Shar Kachim. Therefore, the Rambam says Ha'arel Ketame, despite the fact that he passes like Rabbi Eliezer of Tosha Misaki. Yeah.
Just a clarification question.
Yeah.
The two understandings of Rabbi Akiva, can you just go over that point? That
absolutely, yeah.
There's Rabbi Akiva in Bidas Tosfos and Yevamos, and then there's also this other understanding of
the two Deos and Tosos you're going for?
Well,
or the different ways to understand Aral Ketonim?
And you said that what I understood so far is this Tosos is saying that we need, the Rabbi Akiva holds Aral Ketonim, and that's the understanding on Chagigah, we need an extra pasuk by Pesach as well. But he really holds Aral Ketonim in general.
I'm not necessarily answering the question for within Rabbi Akiva whether you need why you need an extra pasuk with respect to Korban Pesach. Tosos asked that question. Yeah.
Do you mean that there's another understanding of Rabbi Akiva, like with the Gemara and Chagiga? I just didn't understand what you were.
So I was just trying to say that the Gemara in Chagiga is clear that only Rabbi Akiva would disqualify an RL from, or exempt an RL from Re'iyah. And Tosos in Yevamos is saying that could be the case even for the Rabbah. So if that's true, then that would be a machlokas hasugyos. Because in Chagiga, it's clear that it's only Rabbi Akiva, whereas in Yevamos, there seems to be a possibility that it's even the Rabbana. And then I'm saying that the Rambam seems to hold of Tosos' first approach, that there is a machlokas hasugyos, and we're passing like the Sugya and Yevamos, which says that even the Rabbanon could hold that an Aril would be exempt from Re'iyah, and that's how the Rambam passes. And the reason why is because Ha'aril Ma'us Ketan. Is that clear?
So at the end, it connects back to the how you understand Rabbi Akiva. If you understand Rabbi Akiva as Aril Ketame, as Ma'us, then there is an overlap, but it's not necessarily Nechas into the Machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. It's a different point.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's only because the Rambam is passing Rabbi Eliezer, but nonetheless holding Ha'aral Ketamah. That's kind of the quandary.
The Nosi Kelim say he's passing Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah, so I'm saying others disagree with that.
Okay.
I was using that as a foil.
Okay.
I'm saying some Nosi Kelim kind of to say, yeah, he must be passing Rabbi Akiva. But it's very difficult to say that because the Rambam holds a Tosha V'Sathir all over the place.
So you want to argue he's passing Rabbi Akiva?
No, he's passing
Rabbi
Eliezer. Yeah.
And then in addition, he holds that because there's a Mos factor, he also is exempt from Re'iyah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay?
I'm just out of curiosity, with the more literal interpretation of Yosef that I even suggested, does anybody say that would be Pshat based on a cooperation with Arla? I was reading, the Losh of the Mishnah is very cooperation with Arla, people approach with whatever, so it sounds like Ramam Shani. The Gemara immediately qualifies, it's only by Ger, it's in the Rabbanan, Pshat Shatu. So I didn't see anybody in the normal halachas ring who tries to say anything differently in terms of that Mishnah. I'm wondering if Rav Yosef may have interpreted that Mishnah as a literal.
I don't know.
Where is quoting Rav
Yosef? It's right. Even if you have the din tamei, it still
justifies that kind of like.
Right. Because we're trying to use exaggerated things to be able to.
Right.
Okay, all right, so that was just a little foray into the Rambam's perspective on Ariel in Truma and Shark Hawk Shimon.
It's also the reason for the Xer, not just the same dins. And the reason for the Xer is because of that.
Okay.
It might have been Tamei, the next year it might be Tamei.
He's answering Guru Rami's question.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So it's important in and of itself, but also in order to really highlight the contrast when it comes to the Rambam in Ariel in Korban Pesach, and that's what I want to spend the majority of our time on, going forward. So let's shift gears. So we proved from the Rambam, from the Biskarov before, that for the Rambam there is a separate din of Isser Ariel in Korban Pesach. And the question is, how does that din differ from the Isser of Ariel in Truma and Shaar Kachin? The Rambam, there is no connection between Ariel and Tameh in this separate din of Ariel and Korban Pesach. The Rambam, other than juxtaposing Ariel and Tameh in Perek Hay of Hilchos Korban Pesach, but without any real substantive link between them, just like they happen to be back to back, it doesn't seem that the Mechayev of the separate Isser Ariel, the unique Isser Ariel, has anything to do with Tameh. It's conspicuously absent. The Rambam all over the place knows how to say Ha'aril Ketame, and he never says it with respect to the Yisr of Ariel and Korban Pesach. So that leaves us looking elsewhere. So I think a compelling path to take is to try to find to whom else is Ariel compared in the world of Halacha. We have Ariel Ketame, but we also have other comparisons And this is where we come back to our old friend Masachas Vachim from last year. So in source number 19, we have the Mishnah on Tazvav Amid Beis, and then following the Gemara on Zvachim Chav Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara is looking for the source for the Chilul Avoda of an Arah. The Gemara says, "Ara minolat amrav chizda davar ze mitoras Moshe Rabbeinu v'lomanu midivrei chesgal b'muzi loman kol benichar ara liv ara basar lo yavo al mikdash uminolat l'machal yavoda l'chiv v'aviyacha minichar ara liv ara basar l'hiyos b'mikdashi l'chalel SBC." So we have a pasuk from Yechezkel, kol benichar ara liv ara basar, which in the dictum seems to be like benichar colon ara liv ara basar, as if you have two instantiations of the category of Ben Nichar. And that's the source that in Arel is Mechal Lavod. Then the Gemara has, going forward, Tanu Rabbanam, Ben Nichar, Yochel Ben Nichar Mamish, Hanalumar Ara Liv, and came out of Malumar Ben Nichar, Shemistaku Maisav Aviv Shabbat Shamayim. So you have like a Meshumah. Veli Ela Ara Liv, Ara Basar Minayim, Tamalumar Ara Basar. Utsuicha, you have the same Tsuichasa that we quoted at the very beginning from Sachem Dach Tzadi Vav. Utsuicha. Because of Rachmana Ara Basar Mishum Demai, Saval Ara Lev, the Lomai Semelo, Yachmana Ara Lev, Mishum Dim Nibola Shomai, Aval Ara Basar, the Nibola Shomai, Mimelo Tricha. You have the same Trichasa in the Gemara in Zvachim, Dav Chav Beis Amid Beis, as you have in the Gemara in Psachim, Dav Tzadi Vav, Amid Aleph. So I mentioned before Tosfos on Dav Chav Chav, so let's get back to that. Tosfos, as I said before, is sensitive to this Trichasa, Tosfos, the Dav Chav Chav, at the end of the Mesakta. So let's begin from. Let's just start from the beginning, because it's going to be important for later anyway. Kol benichar lo yochal bo bo ino ochel. In the farish bo ino chayav le'echol. The hafnadai chayav le'echol. Don't tell me that the havamina was that there's no chiv. Of course, a benichar is chayav. The chayav kol mitzvos. Ela she'ino rotz. It's a case where he doesn't want. V'nir lefarish demayi b'Yisrael mumar b'shashchita b'chazar v'asa tshuva. This is where I want to emphasize. Garas tarvayu kol arel lo yochabo kol benichar lo yochabo. Lamali umeshani tzricha di et mar arel mishum demayis v'chut. Lechora mashna the itzrich gufei the crop. It seems like what the Gemara has in mind is that you really need a Tzrichasa to have both of these Isurim of Arel and Ben Nichar, that they're both excluded from eating the Korban Pesach. V'lo nihira. D'lamali Tzrichasa. Afilu dami lahadadi legamre. V'chi mazhirin min adin. Can we say, mazhirin min adin, in order to have Malkus for Arel or the other? Pshita. The tarvayhu Tzrichin l'michta. Ela adiyuka de kraykai, the daikinan bo hu deino ochel avalochel hu b'matzav v'maror kaima hach trichusa. Trichusa says Tosos, very kind of, a more dochak shot, says Tosos that the trichusa is not about the isurim themselves, but rather about the mi'utim that stem from the isurim. When the Torah says kol benichar lo yochal bo, v'chol arya lo yochal bo hu deino ochel avalochel hu b'matzav v'maror, that you needed to tell me twice. We couldn't have assumed Arel from Benichar or Benichar from Arel. Of course you had to tell me that. But Bo, that's where the Tzrichasa comes in. Bo hu ino ochel aval ochel hu b'matza uvimar. So Tosfos is so bothered by this Tzrichasa, by the apparent impression that we could have gotten away with just Benichar or just Arel and known the one from the other, that they're mapping the Gemara from its simple pshat. Is a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He gets into this, but he's talking about whether an Arel or a Ben Nichar, I forgot, who's can do Nesias Kapashi. So he relates to this. So Yan actually has just great understanding of the Tzrichasa. So this is Rav Moshe in Arach Chaim Beis Lamed Gimel. Not going to go through the whole thing inside, but basically what Rav Moshe argues is that the Isser of Ben Nichar and the Isser of Arel share something very fundamental in common. As the Pasuk in Yechezkel made it out to seem, Kol Ben Nichar Ara Lev V'Arel Basar. There's a fundamental connection overlap, common denominator, between these two Isurim of Aral Lev and Aral Basar. Aral Lev, both of them are known as Ben Nehor. And what the Torah is trying to, or what Yechezkel is trying to get across, is that both of them have some type of fundamental exclusion from the Klal. Aral Lev is very, you know, self-understood, Mugan Meilah, right? Aral Lev is someone who's missing proper emunah, Mishuma, he has the wrong beliefs. So of course, someone who is missing all of the right beliefs is not able to be a part and parcel of the Klal in the way that he should be. But the Chiddush is that not only Aral Lev, but also Aral Basar, where it's not a cognitive or an intellectual exclusion, but it's a physical one. And of course, what that physical, you know, manifestation reflects. Obviously, it's not just, you know, the having the physical orla removed. It's what that reflects and the connection to Briso Shel Avraham Avinu. But Aral Lev and Aral Basar share in common that they are both excluded. They're both excluded from the Klal. They may have Kedushas Yisrael to whatever extent. I'm not getting into Yisrael official Klal Yisrael who or what Kedushas Yisrael a baby has before his meal. I'm not getting into that. But whatever degree of Kedushas Yisrael they have, there is clearly a compromised status of being part of the Klal. And Rav Moshe explains that that's what's going on in the pasuk of Aral Basar of Aral Lev. He doesn't want to go this far, although I would suggest that this can answer Tosos's question. Ein mazhirin min hadin, says Tosos, we're not going to be able to be mazhirin min hadin. Maybe it's a hu adin. It's not ein mazhirin min hadin, because in the Havamina, had I only had one of them, the way that before I know these specific characteristics of either Aral or Ben Nehor, Aral Mishum Demois, Ben Nehor Pas Ein Libo LaShamayim, before I know those, in the Havamina, what I was thinking was, anyone who is excluded from Klal Yisrael is apt. So if you tell me Aurel, or if you tell me Ben Nehor, then I know the category. Once I know the category, I know everyone who is an example of that category. So it's not an in mazhir in min adin, it's not a kal vachomer. It's not an inference. It's just understanding the category. And that's how you can understand the Tzrichasa without being mafik from the simple shot of the Gemara, by saying that the reason why we might have thought Aurel or Ben Nehor would have been sufficient is because we would have viewed them as an example of the more general category. Then the Gemara says, no. That was the Havanina. Then the Gemara says, wait, I couldn't have viewed Aurel just as an example of the general category because there are distinctions between Aurel and Ben Nehor. And this is, I think this is great, especially in light of our previous discussion about the Rambam and Aurel Ketomet. What's the difference between Aurel and Ben Nehor? Aurel Mishum Demois. Aurel has a property that Ben Nehor doesn't have that happens to be very important in other contexts as well. Especially in light of what we were just saying for the Rambam, what the Gemara could have in mind, I don't know if it's Mukhrach, but what the Gemara could have in mind is that had I only had Aurel, I would have told you that is the general din of the Isser Aurel in Truma and Shar Kodshim. Aurel Mishum Demois. Aurel Maos Ketomet. That's what I would have told you, and I wouldn't have known that that's an example of Ben Nehor, of the general category of someone who's excluded from being part of the Klal. And therefore, I have to throw in Ben Nehor as well. Now, once I have Ben Nehor also, I have both, that reflects back. And it says that now I have Aurel and Ben Nehor, there is clearly a connection between the two. That's because of Kol Ben Nehor Aral Lev Aral Basar. About the connection between Ben Nehor and Aurel as being two examples of people who are excluded from the Klal. Now, I'll get to you in a second. I just want to prove this a little bit further. I think it's also interesting that this happens only twice. This happens in the Tzrichasa we have with respect to Korban Pesach and also with respect to the Chilul Avod, the Gemara in Pesachim Tzadivav and the Gemara in Tzvachim Chafiz. How does the Rambam paskin that Gemara in Tzvachim Chafiz? He doesn't say that an Aurel is Mechal al Avodah because an Aurel is like a Tomei. He asks the way the Gemara says, Chav Beis Amin Beis, that the Aurel is a Ben Nichar. Says the Rambam in B.S. Mikdash, Perek Vav Halacha Kes, source number 23, Ha'arel hu ke Ben Nichar, Shenem ar kol Ben Nichar, ar leva ar abasar. Lefik of Aurel she'ov ad chilo avodaso, veloka kizar she'ovan. That definitely takes more work, but not that's a Zvachim topic, not my topic for now. But clearly, what the Rambam wanted to get across, wanted to convey, is Ha'arel Harehu Keben Nichar. And that's what comes out of the Suga in Zvachim Chav Beis Mebeis. The Rambam does the same thing in the Perash Mishnayos there, in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, in source number 22, Harei Asa as Ha'arel Bidargas Ben Nichar. So if this is the case, if the Rambam sees that Shakra Vitaya, the Tzrichusa, that says, I need both Ha'arel and also Ben Nichar, and he concludes from there that the Mechayiv of the Chilul Avoda of the Arel is because Ha'arel Hu Harei Hu Keben Nichar. So then, we can certainly suggest, I wouldn't say it's not a logical inference, but it's certainly a compelling suggestion, that the Rambam has the same in mind when he speaks about the Arel and Korban Pesach, that the same Trichasa establishes Ha'arel Harei Hu Keben Nichar. And that would explain why the Rambam has a separate din of Isser Arel and Korban Pesach. Because it's not Ha'arel Ma'us Ketame, the way it is for Truma and Shar Kachim, but it's Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Bo, V'Kol Arel Lo Yochal Bo, both coming from the same starting point of the Mechayiv of being of not identifying fully with Briso Shel Avraham Avinu in the case of Arel, or with Emunas Yisrael in the case of Ben Nechar. Yeah, got it.
So, just to finish, right, are you going to get to the Havmin of Max and Mar?
Yes, yeah, that's my next. That's
beautifully.
Exactly, I'm getting through it right now. Yeah. So just, I think we're all familiar with many of the connections between. Let me just to add one more. Oh, Shmuel, I'm getting.
Yeah.
Just give me one more thing. Yeah. So this perspective is quite compelling if we also reflect on the nature of Korban Pesach, as has been developed many times in the Chaburas this year. If the Korban Pesach is the Korban of Emunah, and it's the Korban Yachid Ke'im, Korban Sibor, the Korban that forges Klal Yisrael, that takes individuals and makes them into a cohesive unit, that's a new entity where the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, so then clearly we're going to need individuals who identify fully with the Klal, whether that be intellectually Ben Nechar, or whether that be physically and all that represents, Arel. And anyone who doesn't identify fully in those two ways, this Korban is going to be particularly averse to. And that's why we have the Isurim of Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochabah. I think this is what Rabbi explains for Zos Chukas HaPasach, Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochabah. If you want to understand the Korban Pesach, so then you understand the Isur of Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochabah. That's what reflects that this Korban is a Korban of Emunah, is particularly averse to someone who's a Ben Nechar. And I would add, although there are certainly differences between them, they're not exactly the same, but also averse to Arda. And we also have in the Medrash, that we mix together Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. Pesach and Mila are both the Esin Sheyesh Bohen Kardis. Clearly a connection between Pesach and Mila, and I would suggest that, I'm going to develop this further, that Mila is the first step before coming to the Pesach. Mila is an individual's full identification with Klal Yisrael. Then when you want to create a Klal out of those individuals with the Korban Pesach, so you have to have people first who identify with the Klal by means of the Mila. And that's a connection between Pesach and Mila, both are both all about Kedushas Yisrael and being part of the Klal. Shmuel.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify Rav Moshe's read on the Shakra Vitaria.
Yeah, so he doesn't go that far because he doesn't.
You're extrapolating from.
Yeah, I'm going one step okay. Further. He says you can't read the Gemara Pesachim that way, but he says that once the Torah grouped together Ben Nechar and Arel in Korban Pesach, then you could read the Gemara in Zvachim that way. Then you can understand the Tzrichasa in Zvachim. So he says Tosos had to reread the Tzrichasa in Pesachim because not knowing anything, so Tosos is right. Right? Why? So therefore I need both Arel and Ben Nechar. But once the Torah has Korban Pesach and includes both Arel and Ben Nechar, so then basically what I'm learning is like that pasuk in Yechezkel, Kol Ben Nechar, Arel Basar, Arel Leif, and I know that there's a connection between them. So once I have that thing, then Rav Moshe says, then I understand that Tzrichas on Zvach, because then basically he's saying in Zvachim what I'm saying already in Pesach. Does that make any sense?
I just want to understand that. Meaning initially we said Arel is a most factor. And you wouldn't necessarily extrapolate Ben Nechar because there's no Moas factor there.
Yeah.
Because that's, let's say, all lame and it's just intellectual.
Yeah, there's no physical.
No physical blemish.
Yeah.
Then we say, once we have both, now which one is the, just to my impression from what you were saying is that Ben Nichor is like the bigger category, and included in that is the RL, and the RL reflects the, like you were saying, the disconnection from the Kahal, but it's really all within the rubric of Ben Nichor.
Right.
Is that correct?
The term.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. That is what I'm trying to say. The only confusing point is that the term Ben Nichor is used in two different ways. Because the pasuk says called Ben Nichor, Arali v'Aral Basar, right? So there, Ben Nichor is being used as a more broad category.
Yeah.
But when it comes to when the Torah has the Isser of Ben Nichor lo yochal bo, and the Tzrichisa, there Ben Nichor is really just Arali.
He has a mila.
Right.
But he just has the wrong amunah.
Right. So Ben Nichor and Aralev, it's an equal sign between them. So Ben Nichor can
so
be
ben
a...
Ben Nichor, capital, Bez.
That's the category.
That's the category.
Yeah.
And then there's two nafkamino, or two...
Two examples of that.
Examples of that, yeah. Which is Ben Nichor,
lowercase
Bez.
Yeah.
And then
and
Aral.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aral is more newer or on our culture, right? The Gemara of Makar by Achos Menaim and Achos Menaav, Gemara says you can't know that you're Aser to a sister from your mother and your father because they don't know Shemadin. There's no question that the Yisod, they're going to be more connected than Orale
and Orale.
It's a technical thing. It's a limit in the Midah of Kalfoner.
Right.
I think Rav Moshe is saying this.
Right. Rav Moshe is saying maybe that's a good kasha on the way I was saying it, but
so
is that still a kasha on Rav Moshe?
Is he trying to address this question?
I don't think
he's... Because that's in the first paragraph.
Yeah, I know. I had the same question when I was reading through, and whether he's trying to read the Gemara differently from Tosfos or not, but I don't think he is.
Okay.
I think he's accepting Shitas HaTosfos. He's saying this can't be... This hu adin pshat can't be the pshat of the Gemara Psach, because Tosos is right. Right? So therefore, I'm going to accept Tosos on Daf Kuvchav. But once the Torah spelled out that Arel and Ben Nichor are both excluded in the context of Pesach, then I can learn from there the hu adin pshat in the Gemara Zvah. That's what it sounded like to me. Did you see it?
No.
No, not yet. Okay. If you look at the second paragraph, V'lachin tzarech lomar she'apsul achar shenemar b'torah gabi achilas pesach shnei ha'isurim al benichor ve'al orel heim inyin echad v'shneihem damu leben nichor zeh b'orlas libo she'inim emunaso ki Yisrael ala ki benichor v'zeh b'orlas gufo she'in gufo ki Yisrael ala ki benichor v'zeh hishmion v'chezkel b'meh she'at harvai hu kara usam b'shein ben nichor, the capital B, Shmuel said. The kai atarvayu leinu chipsulin laavoda, v'gam l'mashein mechalal in laavoda. V'hop shal gemara da hayasagi b'chada, shal haya omer kol benichar aralev. Midikari linisnaku maisav b'shem aralev, shalo haya tzarech shuv l'kro usul b'shum benichar. Didn't have to say both benichar and aralev. Why did it say both? Da pirush b'chavana achas hu l'shem aralev u'l'shem benichar kishokai al Yisrael. Sorry, I misread that. But the nifsal la avoda umechalala miben nechar ara leiv levav. So was I misreading it when I presented it, or are you saying like I said it?
It sounded like you said it.
Right. So, and then he says the opposite. And then he says vice versa. So it could be maybe your kasha is why he's not willing to, you know, go as far as that. Maybe I'm totally wrong. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, meaning you're saying
Chesco helps.
What?
Supposing Chesco helps just because it is already included under the same title, both Psulim. So that already, again, it might be by not by Chesco in particular, but once you see that already in Torah, you have something that's including both in the same rubric.
In the same pasuk, it says usually you're also your sister from your mother and your father.
But it's not one title. Ergo is Ergo, but that's not. Meaning here, Yechazkel is referring to both of them under the same rubric as the same title. It's stronger. It's stronger than just the smart of being able to connect them.
Okay. Be it as it may, I don't think, even if you don't go as far as I was saying, even if you just take a promotion, I think the same episode comes out. So I don't think it interferes at all with what we were trying to say in Shita Sagamban on RL by Contest. Okay. Everything clear so far? Good? Okay. All right. So now let's connect it back to Matzah and Markah. So we said before that the Gemara has a Havamina. That RL would be excluded, the Gemara has bo hudin ol kalavol ochel hudematzu v'mar. Question is how to understand that. Okay, so let's want to make a couple of points here. First of all, the Gemara Pesachim Chav Chasim Beis, and it's also referenced on Kukal Malach, has machlokas of Yehuda and Reb Shimon, different machlokas, but it ends up coming back to our topic, where. According to the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon the Kovachova Minole is at the bottom of Chav Chasim Beis. Nachalei Mibo Arab Tofu. Rabbi Yehuda Mibayalei Litame Vishahaya Vederech Chokha. He needs Bo Arab Tofu for Tame and Derech Chokha. Sakadat Hamina Hovetasapo Yohamatu Marinami Lonechol. Komash Homa. Bo Arab Tofu Matos teaches you that even though a Tame and Harvederech Chokha are not going to be knocking the Pesach, they're still going to eat Matzah. I have Rabbi Shimon, Tame Vishahaya Vederech Chokha. Lo Etzechkra, the Logare. So Shimon says you don't need to mute him once you have Arel and Ben Echar of Bo, so then from there you can learn Tameh and Har B'Derech Chokha. Rabbi Yehuda, K'sev B'Hai U'K'sev B'Ha. Couple of points I want to make here. Number one, let's start at this. So first of all, the Gemara when addressing Rabbi Shimon says, Lo itzichra de lo gara me arel u ben nechar, dichse vichol arel lo yochal bo, bo hu eno ochal avo lochu de matzo de mar. Tosa Shantz points out a very, very important point. The Gemara that we started with, and Daftav Yivav, doesn't have this drasha, at least according to Rashi's Girsa, does not have the drasha of bo hu eno ochal avo lochu de matzo de mar, or for ben nechar. It only has it for arel. So why does the Gemara in Chav Chasim Beis say the logara may arel u ben nechar dechsev v'chol arel lo yocha bohu ino ochal bohu b'matzah v'mar? The Gemara Tzadivav had a totally different drasha from bo of ben nechar. So hamaras das is posed up for Pesach but not for Truma. So Tosfos Shant says that it's lav dafka if you look at source number 24. He says, Mishun dechsive gabei adade. Okay, so Ben Echar and Arel, they're grouped together in the Torah, so too the Gemara groups them together here. So maybe this is what Tosfos Shant has in mind, or maybe a little bit different, but I just wanted to suggest that if Arel and Ben Echar share this common yesod, the common mechaev of two examples of people who are excluded from the klal, the intellectual blemish, you could speak about it, or the physical one, so then maybe I can understand why there would be, you know, a stroke of the pen in the Gemara to have both Arel and Ben Nechar, even when the drasha that we're talking about is not shayach to Ben Nechar. You have this in other places. The Gemara on Kufchaf mentions Matzah u'Maror together, and the Rishonim are bothered by why the Gemara mentions both Matzah and Maror in a discussion that shayach only to Matzah. And many of the Rishonim, if you look at the Lashon of the Ran, they say Shigra Delishna. Because we always talk about Matzah and Maror together. It's two peas in a pot. So maybe so too when it comes to Arel and Ben Nechar, which is just a small deal, but that would very much cohere with the perspective that we're advancing. Then on a more substantive point, so there's this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether you need two separate mi'utin of bohu eno ochal aval ochal hu b'matzo v'maror for Tameh and Derech Chokah on the one hand, and also Arel and Ben Nechar on the other. So what's going on there? So what's going on with Shitas of Yehuda, the Ksiv Bahai or Ksiv Bahai? Why do I need two? Once I have one that teaches me that someone who's not going to be knocked in the Korban Pesach has Matzah u'Maror, why do I need to spell it out two times? Rashi says, you don't need to. Afagav d'matzi yalif mine. You could have learned one from the other, but nonetheless, I spell it out twice. And I want to suggest, though, that if maybe there's a difference between the bow of Arel and Ben Nichar on the one hand, and the bow of Tamei and Derech Echuka on the other. And I'll just say now, I guess, and then I'll get to the other points, which is that Tamei and Derech Echuka don't have anything fundamental about them that makes them kind of like, you know, intrinsically excluded from this process of Korban Pesach. Tamei is lo mitkin, and Derech Echuka is you know practically not able to. But in Arel and Ben Nichar are fundamentally not shayach to the Korban Pesach. So maybe what the Torah is trying to say is that I need two separate ones, k'siv b'hai and k'siv b'hai, in order to tell you that not only is the person who practically can't be makir the Pesach able to eat matzah u'marot, or even chayav, but so too even the person who's fundamentally excluded from the Korban Pesach, the Arel and the Ben Nichar, cannot have, even you might have thought that they can't have matzah u'marot, but they can or they must. So that, and when it comes to Rav Shimon, that no, I only have one bow for all four. So maybe Rabbi Shimon has a totally different perspective on what bohu in ochel abal ochel b'matzah u'marot is trying to tell you. Maybe Rabbi Shimon's perspective is that this doesn't have to do with the psul of the gadra. This has to do about the relationship between Korban Pesach and matzah u'marot. I might have thought that once one is not having Korban Pesach, then there would be no sense to have matzah u'maror, or maybe it would even be, I don't know if you can go so far, maybe it would even be offensive to have matzah u'maror without the Korban Pesach. Komash v'lon bohu inu ochal aval ohu b'matzah u'maror. Even if someone's not having the Korban Pesach, matzah u'maror can still have an independent role from Korban Pesach. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no. K'siv b'hai, k'siv b'hai, what the Torah is trying to tell you is not just something about the relationship between Korban Pesach and matzah u'maror, trying to tell you something about the specific psulim, the psule gavra that we're talking about in each case. And therefore, I have to tell you about Arel and Ben Nichar, and also about Tamei and Derech Echuka. Yeah.
You have to say that the Torah is deliberately repeated twice, because technically the Ben Nichar or Arel point would still make four points. Meaning, if you still are chayav, let's say you have matzah and maror, despite the fact that not only is he not bringing the Pesach, he also has that negative.
Yeah. Unless there's an afkamina between them, which I'm about to get to, where you could say that Tamei and Derech Echuka are chayav, whereas Arel and Ben Nichar are mutter.
Right.
Yeah. So let's get right to that. So, bohu inu ochel aval ochel b'matzah u'maror. What's the Torah trying to say? So Tosos on Chaf Ches Amud Beis. Dibar Aslav Kol Arel Temam. Temam gabe b'nei char shuhu mumar amai etzer krab shita shachayv lechol matzah. Da chayv uchol mitzol samur esfatura. What would the havamina be that a b'nei char doesn't eat matzah? V'kom asmolam dimatzi ochel matzah. You might have thought that he was osur. Afal gav the aser b'pesach, panami shita. Do matzah kedusha isto? Does matzah have kedusha? Okay, separate that. But I mean, definitely not kedusha sagof like Korban Pesach. But so Tosos Tosos doesn't understand whether you know, and they have a very limited ukimta for what the drasha is coming to teach. But either way you slice it, whether it's coming to teach that he's chayav or whether it's coming to teach that he's mutter. Either way, Tosos is talking about. There are deos, though. If you look at the Me'iri in Yevamos, this is in source number 28. The Me'iri has a deo. Afal pi shebe arnu ba'arel she'ino rasha be'afal b'korban pesach, mikol mokom muter hu b'matza v'marim. V'yash mefarshim shechayev bohem achar shuhu arel mitzad ha'omers. If you have someone, let's say, in Meisu achiv matnas mila, He couldn't be mal himself. So what's the Torah trying to say that he bohu in ochel of ochel b'matzah v'maror? Two deos. Either he's chayav to eat, that's the second deo, and that's what Tosos assumes for Ben Nichar, or he's mutter to eat. So that would be, Ravi, that would be a potential nafkamina. If you hold that he's mutter, are you going to say the same thing about Tamei and Derech Echuka, that they're only mutter in matzah v'maror, or that they're chayav? Right? How does the Rambam pask in on this question? Source number 27. Arel sha'achal kizayis mi basar ha-pesach loke, sh'neem ar kol arel lo yochal bo, bo hu sh'eino ochal aval ochal hu matzah v'maror, v'chein mutar l'ha'achil matzah u'maror l'ger toshav u'lesafir. This v'chein mutar caused controversy in the Achronim. Because on the one hand, the Rambam is saying v'chein, which seems to draw a connection between arel and the second din of toshav u'lesafir. But on the other hand, he inserts the word mutar when it comes to Tosha v'sachir, whereas when he spoke about Arel, he just said aval ochel hu matzah u'maror. Didn't say aval mutar hu lechol matzah u'maror. So there was a machlokas in the Achronim as to what the Rambam really had in mind. Minchas Chinuch and Rukum Toshal Perla, they think that there's a difference between Arel and Toshal Besachir. When it comes to Toshal Besachir, there's a heter of Matzah Umar. When it comes to Arel, there's a chiyuv. The Brisker Rav, though, in Temura Beis Amin Aleph, I think I put this on the sheet, source number 29, the Brisker Rav was taken by the Vachin, and he thought that just as there's a heter to give, or say like this, the Brisker Rav thought that clearly what the Rambam hadn't thought, clearly the way that the Rambam interpreted Bohu in Ochal, Bohu B'matzu B'mara, was that the Havamina was not that he wouldn't be Chayv. The Havamina was that he would be Aser, that there would be an Iser for Arel to eat. And therefore, the Torah needs to tell you that nonetheless, he may eat. He's at least mutter. Now, it could be the case that once the Arel's mutter, he's Chayv. The Brisker Rav doesn't take a stance on that issue. Just that the Havamina is that the Arel would have been Aser. The Maskana is that he's mutter. Once he's mutter, whether he's chayav also, the Brisker Rav doesn't take a stance on whether the Rambam holds that, and it very well could be that the Rambam holds that he's chayav. Yeah.
Yeah, and even the other source, the other one you pointed out, also don't even argue about that. Again,
correct, yes. Yeah, so I'm realizing now that maybe they could all agree.
Yeah,
yeah. So but what I want to bring out, though, is I think the more significant point is the way that the Rambam would understand the Havamina. The Havamina that there would be an Issa. As we saw in Tosos didn't understand how you could possibly say that there would be an Isser for Ben Nechar, and Tosos in Yevamos also has why there would be an Isser for Arel. Tosos doesn't understand that. So why would we think that there would be an Isser for an Arel to have Matzah U'Maror? So again, assuming some type of connection, you know, between Matzah U'Maror and Korban Pesach, or at least maybe some, you know, if, let's say like this. If Ben Nechar and Arel are excluded from the klal, right? If that's the machayev of these isurim, so we might say that the buck doesn't stop at Korban Pesach. Maybe it's from this more general experience of either Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim or at least the mitzvos halayla of Matzah U'Maror and Korban Pesach, or the fact that Matzah U'Maror are connected to Korban Pesach also means that someone who's fundamentally mufkat from Korban Pesach can't have the Matzah and the Maror. So I can understand the Havamina. If there were Arel Titamei, there would be no Havamina of Isser. As Tosfos said, V'chi Matzah Kedusha Isma. But if the Mechayiv is not the Tuma, is not the Mios of the Arel, but rather the Arel's Hafka'a from, or Mitzah's Hafka'a from Kedusha Isser and Kali Isser, so then I can understand why there would also be a Havamina of Matzah. Yeah.
So two different questions that I'm showing you also. The reason why Rambam brings the Rambam this way, that Hefer, not a Kova, right. Which talks about his motivation is that, like you mentioned here, for the Rambam, there should be no Mitzvah whatsoever in the absence of Korban Pesach. That's what Vino Valley is attacking the Rambam, the Samara. It's a strong kasha. That's what some of the Rishonim say about Dav Kovar, it's not supposed to be him.
Right.
But the Rambam took it seriously, so it must be that it's a Hefer, not a Mitzvah. As the Rambam never said that there's a Mitzvah Mora in the absence of Korban Pesach. The problem with that is that the Gemara has the same problem here by Tamei Derechot. Meaning, if you're going to read the Rambam, if the Rambam is reading the Gemara this way, that means the same Havamina that applied to Ben Nechar also applied to Tamei Derechot, and that Havamina cannot be that there was a mitzvah for Tamei Derechot, because the Rambam would never say there was a mitzvah motor in the absence of Korban Pesach, Pashut Shah. So you have to say that there's some kind of Havamina, that this Havamina also applies to Tamei Derechot. That's further substantiated by the fact that the Rambam paskens Rabbi Shimon's drasha of Be'er Tochel Matzos. So he is technically using Be'er Tochel Matzos to teach me matzah, Rabbi Shimon is that, and then like Rabbi Shimon, presumably everything else gets derived from one set of drashas. You don't need for a Tami Derech Chova a separate pasuk. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. So that might indicate that it was more what we were saying before, that in the absence of Pesach, is it problematic to be having matzah and mother? Meaning more of a kedusha ispo point. Rambam says that
you want to say that even the Arel is mutter, not that he's chayv.
Correct.
You can't possibly say he's chayv and maror is mutter,
because there's no way the Rambam would say. I think this makes sense. The Rambam is so clear in the Sefer Mitzvot. It'd be very difficult to say that there's a mitzvah maror besides in the absence of Pesach.
Yeah, for sure.
So
the only answer would be to laugh after the word maror in the Rambam, which you don't want to do.
Which is very difficult. Right? Okay. So horum mutter. But I'm trying to argue also that it can't be per se just about Ben Nechar. I'm trying to argue it's more about the absence of Pesach that would make it usher to have Matzah Maror, because the same Havamina would apply to Derech Chokah and Tamei.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to say, the Rambam does indicate this Kedusha, it's Makshir Pesach, he says that if we use Molo Shal Pesach on Matzah and Maror, he's still passing to Rebbe, even though he's still passing to Havamina, even though he passed to Rebbe, he used the money for Chalukah. So why is he doing that? Maybe it's that Matzah and Maror Pesach. Almost Kedusha, it's very hard to say that way, but Makshir Pesach, maybe are considered part of Bar Shal Pesach, which would make it usher for somebody who's not chayav Pesach to eat them.
Even without the Kiddusha aspect, but just what I was saying before.
Right, even without Kiddusha, right.
To have the Matzah Maror as an Arel without the Korban Pesach.
Right.
Is that would be the Havanah.
Right, right, right.
Okay. Okay, very good. All right. Okay. So let's continue. I want to go through a couple of other Nafkamina, different topics that I think are affected, influenced by this perspective. So we're going to first discuss, we're going to really try to develop a lot the mitzvah of Bilas Sechar V'Avodah. Then we're going to discuss very quickly the gather of Arel, who constitutes an Arel in this context. Connect it, hopefully, to Machshavas Arel and Bezrika, Gemara and Samach Aleph. And then we'll end off talking about the relationship between the three Surim, Tol Shabbosah here, Arel, and Beni. So beginning with the mitzvah of Milas Zachar Vava. So as we read at the very beginning, the Torah has the mitzvah of Kol Eved Ish Miknas Chasuk Matasa Oz Yochal Bo, and also Himolo Kol Zachar Oz Yikra Vasoso, and the Gemara in Yevamos has Exer Shavav Oz, which teaches us that there's a prerequisite of Milas Zachar Vavada, both for Hechsher Korban and also for a Heter of Achilas Pesach. And this requirement of Milas Zachar Vavadav is unique to Pesach, doesn't apply to any other day. So we wanna try to investigate the relationship between this mitzvah and the iser for Arel to eat Korban Pesach. And in order to do that, I think the best thing to begin with is the categorization of this mitzvah of Milas Zachar Vavadav. So there's no separate mitzvah of Milas Zachar Vavadav. The Rambam doesn't count a separate mitzvah in Taryag of Umatos Oz Yochavav. So clearly this is included in some other din. And the question is, in what din would we include? So the Minchas Chinuch in Yud Zayin, it's in source number 31. So the Minchas Chinuch thinks that this is midine asiyas ha-pesach. This is, you know, there's a general, you know, if you had to include it in one mitzvah, it would be mitzvah hey in the Sefer Achim. This is part of the asiyas ha-pesach. I'll skip that for now. Okay. So, actually, no, let's just do it quick. Tosos in Yevamos, Ayin Amid Beis, source number 32. So the Gemara there has a Havamina that maybe we would have said, Bo ino ochel abal ochel hu betruma. Meaning maybe I would have used Bo to teach that an RL can eat truma. So Tosos there has a really wild line. So, Avamila zachar va'avada me'akeves betruma, b'gzer shavet tosha v'sachim. Toso says that in the Havamina Nivamos, when the Gemara said, Bo hu eno ochal avo ochal hu v'truma, where an arma would have been mutter to eat truma, and therefore, I still would have said, that I would have said, avo milas zechar v'avadav me'akeves v'truma, b'gzei ashava v'tosha v'sachir. Tosha v'sachir would have told me that milas zechar v'avadav applies to truma, even though an Arel himself is allowed to eat truma. That clearly connotes a disconnect between Milas Zachar V'Avadav and Arel. I don't have Arel, but I do have the mitzvah of Milas Zachar V'Avadav. I would have Milas Zachar V'Avadav in truma, but not Arel. So again, that I think coheres well with the Minchas Chinuch's approach, that Milas Zachar V'Avadav is not like an outgrowth from the Isser of Arel. You know, an Arel can't have Korban Pesach, and neither can those around him who are Arelim. It's two separate dinim. There's one din that an Arel can't have a Korban Pesach, and there's also a separate mitzvah that one has to be mal his banim va'avadim before he does the Korban Pesach. And that's the way the Minchas Chinuch perceived it, that this is a din in Asiyas HaPesach that you have to do mila first. And I think there are rayos to the contrary. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud Zayin, for the Minchas Chinuch, the Chinuch should have written this in Mitzvah He, but he doesn't. He writes it in Mitzvah Yud Zayin, along with the Isser of Arel. He says, the Dinei HaMitzvah, Kigon Milas Bana Va'avadav, Ima Akinos El Dishchot V'Lechol HaPesach, V'Yasek Prateha, Ar Mivuarim Mipsachim. So the Chinuch groups together the Mitzvah of Milas Bana Va'avadav within the category of the Isser of Arel. The Brisker Rav also, in that piece, Ima Achalos HaSoros, he assumes that the Mitzvah of Milas Zachar Va'avadav is indicative of the uniqueness of the Isser of quote of V'chol Ara Lo Yochal Bo. Meaning that the mitzvah of Milas Zechar Avada is not just some separate din, some separate prerequisite before you come to offer the Pesach. Rather, it is connected to the Isser of Arel, and it reflects upon the Isser of Arel, such that this Isser is unique, and not just the same Isser of Arel in Truma and Shar Parcha. So this is the, and I think this is definitely the case in the Rambam. The Rambam has, let's just get to that quickly. It's important, very important in Rambam. Where do I have this? In source number 46, page 7. The Rambam says, Kishem shemilas atzmo me'akeves milasos pesach, kach milas banav haktanim umilas kol avadav v'nizdon v'nizdon me'akeves usach. The Rambam unnecessarily draws a kishem between milas atzmo and milas banav ha'avadav. And there are more that you can read there. I'll get back to them in a couple minutes. But just from that kishim, I think it emerges pretty clear that the Rambam thought that there is a connection between the mitzvah of milas banav ha'avadav and the iser of Arel in Korban Pesach. So the more that we see the mitzvah of milas banav ha'avadav as an outgrowth of the mitzvah or the iser of Arel, the more we could explain certain dinim that are parallel between them. So the Gemara Nivamos, I'm not going to go through it because of time, but the Gemara Nivamos spells out that when it comes to Banav Va'avadav, so if there's an onus that prevents one from circumcising his children or his Avadim, so then he can still partake in the Korban Pesach. That's what seems to be Pashat Shah in the Gemara. The Gemara has different examples of that. Cholatzlo Chama, Koiv Le'inei, of the Imo Chavush and the Beis Vasuri, all different examples. Look at the Gemara Nivamos, Ayin Aleph and Beis. So then there's an interesting discussion, debate between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos, source number 35, Ayin Beis Med Aleph, we talk about the Medrash, the Sifrei Omer, the Begusan Shal Yisrael, Sifrei Akasot Shalo Aso Al Pesach Echad, Bemem Shana Shal Yibin Nibar, Shlo Matzinu Shal Asu Pesach Al Bishana Shniyah. So the Medrash says that it was big news on Shal Yisrael that they offered only one Korban Pesach throughout their whole time in the Midbar. Tosfos asks, v'sima, v'chibim beizim ha'yunim noyim? What's the criticism of Kol Yisrael? V'mishum bilas zecharim shahayum akvim, v'choshev genus tefishe garmuhim davarzeh, if it's because they couldn't be ma'al they are ma'alim, v'hakivon delo efer lo ha'isam me'akveves. The Gemara in Yivamo says that when you have an ones that prevents you from circumcising your avadim, that does not prevent you from offering the Korban Pesach. So that couldn't have been the reason why Klal Yisrael didn't give the Korban Pesach. And then Tosfos says, you know what? They actually did offer the Korban Pesach throughout the Midbar, but they only did one properly. They didn't do the rest of them properly. So Tosfos, Pashut Shah in the Gemara, says whenever you have an ones, that's not going to prevent you from offering the Korban Pesach. But the Ramban, Ala Torah, and also the Ramban there in Yivamos, just quoted this one line from the Ramban Ala Torah, he quotes Chazal, and he explains that that the reason why Klal Yisrael were criticized for only offering, the reason why Klal Yisrael couldn't offer more than one Korban Pesach in the Minbar is l'fishalom maluba Minbar v'haisa mila sacharim v'avadim yakeves b'ayim, because they weren't able to circumcise their avadim. So there's a big problem with this Ramban, because how does the Ramban understand the Gemara Nivamos? The Gemara said that if you have an ones, then that doesn't prevent you from offering the Korban Pesach, if you're not able to be mal your avadim. So I saw in the Shar HaMelech, source number 37, he tries to be miyashiv this Ramban. He says, maybe what the Gemara had in mind was that ones doesn't prevent you from offering the Korban Pesach, only when there's still going to be a chance that between the Shechita and the Achila, you'll be able to do the Mila. But if there's no chance that you'll be able to do the Mila before the Achila, then even ones prevents you from offering the Korban Pesach, even when you're anus of doing milas banav ba'avad, against just the pashat shah in the Gemara Nivamos. The reason why I bring this up is because for the Ramban, there emerges more of a parallel between the Isser of Arel, of the whole Arel lo yochabo, and the mitzvah of milas banav ba'avad. For Tosfos, there's a very big difference. When it comes to Arel, ones, it doesn't happen. But when it comes to milas banav ba'avad, ones does happen. For the Ramban, it emerges that even when it comes to milas banav ha'avadav, ones factors in. And if there is this parallel between milas banav ha'avadav and Isser Arel, that again corroborates the perspective that milas banav ha'avadav is somehow an outgrowth of the Isser of Arel. And the question is how, or how to understand that outgrowth, or kind of those two circles of RL in the middle, and then, you know, beyond RL, you also have Banavava. So that's what I want to try to explain. Just bringing up that Ramban to prove even further that you can view Milas Banavava as type as an outgrowth from Mr. RL, where, and the way I'm proving that is, and I'm not saying it's a Mukhraf proof, but I'm saying the fact that you have parallel dinim reflects that you would at least see a connection between the two. So now I want to try to explain that connection. What do I mean by saying Milas Banavava was an outgrowth from the Isser of RL? So let's do this.
And you could be Mechalek, even if you assume, in the other direction, even if you assume that there's not an absolute parallel, it still be the same pitch.
Right, and you would explain the onus of Milas Banavava as just because it's beyond yourself, meaning when it's yourself. Right. Yeah, so it doesn't have to be to the exclusion of the perspective of Tosfos, but they're on bonds one.
I think it's a one-way direction,
yeah.
Not the other.
Yeah, right.
No, because there's a lot of kind of evidence that that's the case, but you are Mechalek with regard to a few things.
And
I think it's also Mestaber, even if it is the same Mechalek, because
yeah.
It's still a second-level expression of your commitment to,
right.
To Mila, to the lack of Arlis, etc.
So it's still the
one
second
can be a function of what's possible, and then when it's Begufo, still, whether it's honest or not.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And Rebbe was just saying that even if you do hold of Tosfos and the Pashut Pshat and the Gemara, that Onex is ma'akiv for Arel himself, but is not ma'akiv when it comes to Milas Banav Avadav, it doesn't necessarily mean that Milas Banav Avadav is not an outgrowth of Arel. It just means that when it's with respect to the person himself, we have an even higher standard for your personal partaking in the Korban Pesach, whereas when it comes to a responsibility with respect to others, there would be a lesser standard, despite the fact that they're really coming from the same place. Okay, so let's try to flesh out this idea. So we're going to do that by analyzing the scope of the requirement of Milas Banav Ve'avadav. And you have to do that in two levels. You have a mitzvah on a bailing to do Mila on Banim and Avadim. So you have to analyze the scope of the bailing, who are obligated in this mitzvah, and also the scope of the banim and avadim, who are subject to this mitzvah. So let's begin with the latter. Let's begin with which banim and avadim are we talking about? So, let's start with the former. Let's start with the bailim who are included. So, let's say you have an isha who has avadim. Is she obligated to be mal her avadim before partaking in the Korban Pesach? So the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Mem Chasam and Aleph, this is in source number 38, assumes that when the Torah says the whole Eved Ish, Miknas Kosef, that does not come to exclude Eved Isha. Eved Ish is just the general way to speak. But of course, Eved Isha would be included as well, and therefore an Isha would have the obligation of Milas Avadim. The Mechilta, Mechilta Derashbi, in source number 39, has a different drasha. Avde isha minayin tamalomer miknas kosef. Anything that's anyone who's considered miknas kosef is included. So it doesn't really matter who the bailim are. If it's an eved, it's going to be included. The kesef mishnah in source number 42, he has a different girsa. He thinks that the Rambam had a different girsa in the mechilta, and according to that girsa, we would exclude. In Eved Isha. Chol Eved Isha v'lo shel Isha v'kata. So there's a what does this really depend? What's the koveya for whether we include Eved Isha in this mitzvah of Milas Avadim? So here we have to get to the mechayiv of the mitzvah of Milas Avadim. So the Achronim spell this out very nicely. The Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah Yudzayin is very consistent in his view that the mitzvah, the mechayiv of the mitzvah of Milas Banim Ve'avadim is the general mitzvah of Mila. The general mitzvah of Mila. If someone is obligated in the mitzvah of Mila when it comes to Avadim, or when it comes to Banim, then they will also be included in the mitzvah of Milas Banim Ve'avadim as a prerequisite for offering the Korban Pesach. But the mechayiv is the mitzvah of Mila. It's almost as if the Torah said, first take care of that mitzvah, and then come do this mitzvah. First do the mitzvah of Mila, whether it be Banim or Avadim, then come do the mitzvah of Korban Pesach.
The Avadim has to be Chayav.
So you would have to be chayiv in milas avon. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Minchas Chinuch takes for granted that an isha is generally chayiv in milas avon. That's a machlokus. Minchas Chinuch takes for granted that an isha is generally chayiv to be mal her slaves, meaning she, when, regardless of whether she's offering a korban pesach, she has an obligation to do milas avon. Since she has that obligation, therefore she's also obligated in the prerequisite of milas avon before doing the korban pesach. Whereas, in contrast, and we'll come back to this, Anisha is clearly exempt from the mitzvah of Milas Banim, and therefore the mitzvah of Milas, the prerequisite of Milas Banim, according to the Minchas Chinuch, would not apply to Anisha. And even if a mother had sons who were not circumcised, she could offer the Korban Pesach, according to the Minchas Chinuch. Because the Koveya is a Mechayev in the mitzvah. Again, the Torah tells you, do this mitzvah before you do that mitzvah. Reb Chaim, in the stencils in Psachim Tzadi Dovim and Aleph, on our Sugya, had a very different approach. Reb Chaim thought it wasn't about the mitzvah of Mila, but rather about the arus, the chafetz shel arus. Meaning, if you are mitzuda to someone who has the shame orech because of his arus, so then that's going to be ma'akev you from offering the korban pesach. And the Reb Chaim tries to prove this from the requirement of tevila shivcha. The Rambam says, based on the Medrash, that not only do you have to circumcise your avadim, but you also have to be tovel your shvachos. Why? So Reb Chaim says that a shivcha who's missing tevila is parallel to an eved who's missing mila. Both of them are considered, both of them have the same arel, even though a shivcha doesn't have the same arlos, but they both have the same arel. They're considered he calls it goyis. That's what they have when they're missing either the tevila or the mila. The problem, though, is the Rambam, in source number 40, the Rambam says, Hakatan, Ein milas avada v'tvila shetchosav me'akvaso melihimanos ala pesach, shenemar v'chol eved ish lahotzi es hakatan. The Rambam says that an eved katan does not prevent one from offering the korban pesach. If Reb Chaim were correct, that an eved is that the problem in eved is his arlos, is the chafetz shel arela, so then why should that not apply to an eved of a katan? It has nothing to do with the bialim. The eved of a katan has the same orla that the eved of an ish or the eved of an isha has. So why would the eved katan not be ma'akev, whereas the eved isha of the eved ish would be ma'akev? So I thought that for the Rambam, the approach is really false. You know, I don't know whether you would say in between or certainly different from both the Minchas Chinuch and also from Reb Chaim. Coming back to that Rambam that we noted before, in source number 46. Kesheim shem milas atzmo me'akvaso milasos pesach, kach milas banav hakanim u'milas kol avadim. We noted before the kesheim. The Rambam is clearly trying to draw a connection between milas atzmo and milas banav hakanim. And here also, Rabbi referenced this before, I think this is a diuk in the Rambam, that kesheim shem milas atzmo. The Rambam here, the Torah knows how to refer to someone who's an arel. The whole arel oyochava. The Rambam took arel and changed it into milas atzma. That someone who has not circumcised himself is ma'akiv. So too, someone who has not circumcised those around him, or those who, you know, those secondary members of his family, the banim and the avadim, are also that's also going to be ma'akiv his offering of the korban pesach. So seemingly, what the Rambam has in mind, again based on the way that we explained the isser of arel. So if the Isser of Arel is to fully identify, if the reason why an Arel can't partake in the Korban Pesach is because he hasn't fully identified with Klal Yisrael, he hasn't initiated his inauguration in Klal Yisrael, so then what the Torah is being mechadish with the obligation to be mal, banim, and avadim, is that not only do you have to do that for yourself, but you also have to do that for your nuclear family, and even you could call it your extended family of your avadim. Before you come to be part of this Korban Pesach, which is going to forge together all of Klal Yisrael, first make sure that your family unit, which we know is emphasized so much in Pesach Mitzrayim, is also fully identified with our mission statement, quote unquote, with being part of Klal Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of Milas Banim V'Avadim. Why is Eved Katan not included? Because a katan is not expected to carry forward, you know, that mechayiv. A katan doesn't have any obligation. He's not shy of the obligations, right? So you can't view it's not like Reb Chaim was saying that there's a problem with the arlos of the eved. The problem is that if you haven't circumcised your Eved, then you haven't initiated him into Klal Yisrael, you haven't initiated your family into Klal Yisrael. But a Katan's not shaykh to that to begin with. So therefore, Eved Katan is excluded. Why is Eved Isha included? Because this doesn't have to do with the mitzvah of Milas Avadim. Even if we said that an Isha wasn't included in the mitzvah of Milas Avadim, she would still be obligated to be Mal her Avadim before offering the Korban Pesach. Why? Because both an Isha and an Ish are shaykh to chiyuvim of being machnis and kedushas into kedushas Yisrael, and therefore eved isha is included, whereas eved katan is not. Yeah, Shmuel.
Is it important if the eved is chayiv? Meaning, I assume we're talking about eved kanani who's chayiv in a pesach. Meaning, is the goal to get the eved to the point where he could eat the pesach himself, or is the point that me as the baal has to make sure that my obligations are fulfilled?
Right. Okay. So is machlokes tanoim? What? I'm sorry. I should have clarified this first. Machlokes tanoim. No. There's machlokes tanoim about what umato so az yochal bo. How do you interpret that? Does az yochal bo refer to the eved, or does az yochal bo refer to the bayit? So it's a machlokes tanoim. But the way that the Rambam paskins is that it refers to the bayit. I mean, the bayilim cannot eat the korban pesach until they have circumcised their avah. You can't.
Is the Eved going? Is the goal?
Once he's Nimol, then he would be allowed to partake in it.
He has his own
partake
in it. Right. Certainly, when they lost Bana, I mean, you're
eight-year-old
baby,
you're
not eating
the Karmapesa. Yeah, you're
not Hinami. You're saying
by Milas Havad. By Milas Bana, it's Pashit. It's on you. And you're just like, yeah, like you're saying, you're bringing in, like you're saying, your general nucleus of your family, but the Ben is. It doesn't matter whether you're 8 day old, you're giving him a little bus or
right, not. Again, because
the Eved may have his own chiyuv. So that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, it's a separate question. Yeah.
So is that
that's just a mitzvah by grandma, whether
does
Eved.
That matter? That
I don't think
really
so.
Matter.
No, even if
he has his own chiyuv.
Lu Yatsuya, he didn't have a chiyuv, which is that Lu Yatsuya, he didn't have a chiyuv, you would still be obligated to a circumcise. Because you have to.
But you're.
Maybe I'm not following.
Maybe Bunim is a good raya. Meaning, you're saying that you have to. This is the svar they were suggesting that you have to bring your entire family into Klal Yisrael. That stops at the Mila part. They don't get to the end. They're not part of the Pesach.
You don't have to feed them the Pesach. This is not an obligation to feed them the Pesach.
So how do we see that as a step towards there? If it's
not about achilas haPesach.
Yeah.
It's that in order to be ra'oi, to be makriv the Pesach, and for you to eat the Pesach, in order for you to be fit to partake in this experience, you first have to check off the box that not only you, but your family has fully identified with the cloth. Yeah? Okay. Sorry.
According to the Pesach,
why do I need?
A Pesach should be the night out of the Shalkata.
Because clearly a katan's not chayv. Sorry.
Yeah.
Why do I need a pasuk to be my eved katan? If the whole... I mean, you're telling me, if I already knew that the mechayev was the mitzvah...
How do you know you already knew? That's part of
right, yeah. Maybe that's part of the limud.
This is the model that...
distinction is one of the things that highlights where you're drawing a line with the nature of the pivot.
That's the first line, but
by
telling you that
Kabbalah
is
Mismai,
you're teaching
the Hagdara
that's a function of the...
Right. And then the Chinuch has to assume that an Isha generally is high.
Once it's a very fine level of Salah, you want to know. What about Isha, and what about Kabbalah? That's how you test it. So, those clearest apostles are part of the Bachar.
Okay. So let's instead of Milas Avadim, now let's discuss Milas Banim. Another interesting case. So is an Isha obligated to be Mal her Banim before being Makriv the Korban Pesach? So the Gemara in Yevamos on Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, when it's discussing different cases of Ones in cases of Milas Banim Avadim, it says Toyu Aviv V'Imo Chavushin Beis Asud. And Rashi says, just like very innocently, Rashi says that yeah, because they would be chayav to be mal their sons. But why is the Gemara mentioning aviv v'imo? We know from the Gemara in Kiddushin that a woman is not obligated in Mila for her sons. And the Maharsha picks up on this, and the Maharsha says that, let's read inside, 52, towards the end of the line, says the Maharsha, this is a separate din. This is not doing the mitzvah of Mila prior to doing the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. This is a separate din of a prerequisite before you come to the Makir of the Pesach. Make sure that your children have been circumcised. Says the Maharsha that should apply to a woman as well. According to the Minchas Chinuch, it certainly would not apply. And that's what the Minchas Chinuch says, because the whole mitzvah of Mila is not shayach to women. So therefore, they would not be obligated in this prerequisite, because the prerequisite is to do one mitzvah before you do another. Not to do the action of Mila before you come to offer the Korban Pesach. How would the Rambam paskin on this question? It's not clear. The Rambam says Eved Ish below Eved Kof. He doesn't tell us about Eved Isha. Kind of omits it. Not clear. I think you can make an argument either way. There were some Achronim, I think the Tzichemda, argued that the Rambam would agree to Maharsha. Yeah, in this case also, a woman would have to circumcise her bun. I think if the Rambam held that Ben Isha is not included, that would, I think, only be because the whole chalos of Mila apparently is not, you know, shayach to women. Milas Banim. Meaning that just because the Torah is mafkia women from the parsha of Milas Banim, that establishes that Milas Banim of an Isha is not a way of being mafkia someone into Kedushas Yisrael. Right? So that would be the reason why Ben Isha would not be included, but I think you can make the argument either way. Okay. Okay, we discussed Eved Katan before. So now we've done the Bailim, now let's discuss the scope of Banim and Avadim also. Another interesting question. So the Rambam, in Hey, 46, the Rambam is very clear that the obligation of Milas Banim applies only to Milas Banim Kitan, but not to Milas Banim Gedolim. The Mari Korkus in source 48, V'chasav Rabbeinu Banav HaKtanim, the Gedolim Einam Zecharav. So why is this obligation limited to banim kitanim? Because the mitzvah of Mila, once someone is a gadol, falls directly on him. He then becomes obligated to be mal himself. So this whole yisod, this whole mitzvah of being mal others, is when you have a responsibility to carry out Mila for others. So then it's going to apply to banim kitanim, because you're responsible to be mal banim kitanim. But Banav Gedolim, where he himself has the obligation to be mal himself, that's going to exclude him from your achrayos to be machnis him into Kedushas Yisrael, so to speak, because he has the obligation himself.
So why is Eved who has a chiyuv?
The Eved's chiyuv is on the Adam.
That's continuation.
Right, it's Tivsiva Ariel Avalavad of the whole Gavna chiyuvam alavu. The Eved Chiyuv always falls on the Adam. You don't have this. Yeah. In 48. Did I answer your question, Shmuel?
Meaning in any mitzvah.
When it comes to Mila Savadav, the mitzvah is always on the Adam. When it comes to Banim, the mitzvah is on the father until he's 13. And then, again, we're not getting into the question whether that Chiyuv continues past 13, but it's certainly the case that once he's bar mitzvah, then the kid also has an obligation to be mal himself. So Mari Korkus is saying that once the ben has the obligation to be mal, then the achrayos of the av falls away. And that coheres very nicely with what we're trying to explain, because the whole yesod of this mitzvah is based on the achrayos of being machnis not only yourself, but also your extended family into Klal Yisrael. So once that achrayos falls away, then the mitzvah falls away as well. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I said I wasn't going to.
Even after their adults are high, because otherwise this decision would grow.
Good. Right. But it's not. It's certainly not the exclusion of the mitzvah for the person himself. Yeah. Okay, and the last thing I just want to discuss in terms of the scope, so that's the scope of banim who are included, ketanim but not gedolim. What about avadim? Does it apply only to avadim or also to shvachos? So we said before that according to the Rambam, one would have to do tevila shivcha in addition to milas avada. That's also in Perek Hei Halacha Hei. That's in source number 46. V'chin tevila samhusav l'shem avdus me'ak basa. V'davar zeh mipi ha-kabbalah she'hatevila l'shivchos kemila la'avada. Interesting line at the end of the Rambam there also. It's almost like it's kind of gratuitous. I mean, like, once the Rambam tells us that tevila samhusav is included, why does he have to tell us that tevila l'shvachos is kemila la'avada? Elamai, what's he coming to tell you? That the mechayit here is the same, right? That the way that we're machin savadin into Kedushas Yisrael is through the mechanism of Mila, the way that we are machin shefachos into Kedushas Yisrael is through the mechanism of Tevila, and therefore this whole halacha of being machin your extended family applies both to avadim and to shefachos, despite the fact that the Torah reveals only umata uso az yohalav, only the Mila of avadim, but we can mipia kabbalah if we know that Tevila shivcha has the same creates that or generates that same result as milas avadim. We're going to include tevilas shivcha as well. Just as an aside, the Ravid in source number 47, he says this should be true only when it comes to Pesach Mitzrayim, not the Pesach Dodos. So Amar Avraham b'Tosef that the Pesachim b'Dvarim should be Pesach Mitzrayim the Pesach Dodos, that you would have to be tovel your shvachos. The Nosei Kelim jump on the Ravid because this doesn't seem to match what the Tosefta actually says. But just taking the Ravid at his word, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether Tevila Shifcha would be limited to Pesach Mitzrayim or would extend also to Pesach Doros, may be very important for understanding that relationship between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. If, according to the Ravid, that you'd limit Tevila Shifcha to Pesach Mitzrayim, that might be because there was an extra emphasis on Mishpacha in Pesach Mitzrayim. We know that the Chaburos in Pesach Mitzrayim were organized based on Mishpachos, based on the base av. So then we would have the obligation to ensure something about your family would take on extra significance in the context of Pesach Mitzrayim. And we would limit it to Pesach Mitzrayim. It wouldn't apply to Pesach Doros when Chaburos are not organized based on the family unit. But perhaps for the Rambam, what the Rambam is trying to say is that the Chabura of Pesach Doros is actually an echo of the Mishpacha and the base av of Pesach Mitzrayim. And the way I've thought about it throughout the year is that once you've forged the entity of Klal Yisrael and Pesach Mitzrayim, then Klal Yisrael becomes one very, very, very large mishpacha, where the chaburas and the subunits basically end up being like mini mishpachos of the more general Klal Yisrael. Then you can still have the mishpacha element, even though it's not based on your blood relatives. Okay, just an agar point. All right, so I just want to get through a couple more points. Sorry, I'm going well over. But, okay, so definition of Arel. Who constitutes an Arel with respect to this halakha? So Rashi, all over the place, Rashi and Tzachin, Rashi and Avamos, everywhere. Rashi says that Arel includes Mesu Achiv Machnas Nino. Even though that's someone who's an Onos, can't possibly be Mal himself, nonetheless, it's going to be included in this halakha. The Chinuch agrees with Rashi as well. And the Rambam doesn't explicate a position on this question, but the Menchas Chinuch thinks that just Mistama, that the Rambam would agree with both the Chinuch and Rashi, that Mesu Achiv Machmas Mila would be included, would be considered an Arel with respect to the whole Arel Lo Yochava. Tosos and Chagiga is where things get a little more exciting. In source number 56, second line, Umihu, Ach Kosha, Amai Itzich Mil La Arel Gabi Pesach, Tipuk Le Nitame, the same question that Tosos asked in Yavamus, that once we have Arel Kitame, then why do we need a separate din of Arel and Pesach? So Tosa says that one nafkamina could be that when it comes to truma, mesu achiv machmas mila is not considered an arel because mesu achiv machmas mila doesn't have the mius because he's ones, so he's not arel ketame. But when it comes to korban pesach, that's what the Torah would be. That's why we would need a separate din of arel in korban pesach to include even arel machmas, even achiv. Even mesu achiv machmas mila. If the whole yesod of the mitzvah or the iser of achilas arel korban pesach is rooted in the fact that he lacks that full initiation with Klal Yisrael, so ones is really going to be lo ma'ala v'lo morin, because unfortunately this person doesn't have that opportunity. But that doesn't change the fact that he hasn't done the action of being machmas himself with Bris Hashanah Avraham Avinu, and that's really what we need in order to partake in the korban pesach. And then Tosfos says, when we use that dafka lepirsh Rashi, the mefarish chasam aral shemisu afik machmas mila yashla haben hafi. Aval lepirsh rabinu tam, the mefarish shadoik machmas hatzah, aval misu afik machmas mila have onus, yashla hakshal say Rabbi Akiva the marba aral kitamen. So rabinu tam is of the opinion that aral is really refers to doik machmas hatzah, not as someone who's onus because of misu afik machmas mila. According to rabinu tam, misu afik machmas mila would actually be mutter to partake. There would be an equation between Truma and Korban Pesach, and Misu Achiv Machmas Mila would not be a problem in either one. And the chat for Rabbi Nutam would be, as we said at the very, very beginning, that the Isser of the Isser Arel and Korban Pesach is not a distinct Isser, it's just a paradigm or a base for the Isser of Arel, but that extends to Truma and Shar Kachim, and all of them, it's all one Isser Arel of Arel Chitame. Once it's Arel Ketame, then Isu Achiv Machmas Mila is not going to register to disqualify the Arel from partaking in the Pesach or in the Truma. Okay, so that's a discussion of the definition of Arel.
How do you fit in if you generally put Korban Pesach as a unique, according to Balatosis and Arel, so how do you explain that line in Tosis and Chagiga?
Tosis and Chagiga.
That there's no that's a specialty in Mesa Machmas Mila
for
Pasul
for Pesach
only for Pesach,
right? But that would not be within Rabbi Nutam. I think that's what Tosfos is saying. That would
no, for sure. Yeah. I'm saying so. This is a qualification originally presented. I think Rashi and the Bali Tosfos pretty much all assume that Korban Pesach is a Gili Milsa or a paradigm. Or all of Kachin and everything.
Right.
So that doesn't work according to this line, it doesn't either.
Yeah, so I think this line they're saying works only within the Nafkamina between Pesach and Truma would work only within Rashi, Tosfos is saying.
Right, and then Rashi doesn't.
But Rashi himself.
Rashi also sounds like.
From Rashi and Pesachim and the Kaaba Homer.
Yeah,
right, so so those two don't work together. Correct. Right.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's. It makes it more.
It's important. Yeah. So, right. That's everybody was just saying that that we quoted at the very beginning that Rashi and Pesachim draws a Kaaba Homer from Pesach to Shar Kachim, which convey that Pesach and Pesach is not a unique din. But here Tosfos is saying that there would be an afkamina between Pesach within Rashi, right?
Or if anybody wanted, or Mesachas.
Yeah. Did Rabbi have a different way of?
No, I just thought.
It
shows that there are some views in Rashi.
It's not clear what Rashi's perspective, probably. Or
yeah, there seem to be contrary indications even with another Rishonim, whether there's a special
difficulty. Yeah. Okay. So that's the gather of Arel. Just two more things. The Machsheves Arela is a very, very important topic when it comes to this. So that's bringing us back to the beginning of the year. Sachin Dapsana Chalaf of the Beis, Machlokes Rabban or Chizda, whether Yash Machsheves Arela Bizrika or not. So, Tosfos quotes the Rebbe, who thinks that even Nizrach Deshem Arelin wouldn't be a problem even with Tingrav Chizda. Right, the whole problem is just Nechashin Ne'avoda Le'avoda, and the only issue would be a Machshava in Shchita, but in Zrika, there wouldn't be any problem of Machshava Sarin. But the Rambam is very clear that we pass in Yash Machshava Sarin in Zrika. So that's the Rambam, Perek Beis, Halach Avav, off-quoted Rambam, Eishachtel Lemulim, Mizarek Adam, Leshimul and Arelim Fossil, Shazrika Chambura, She Iker HaKorban, Shachtel Lemulim, that's quoting the end of the Gemara, Halach Avav and Beis, the Rambam paskins both that Yash Machshavas Arelin Bizrika when you think about it during Shchita, and also that we pasul during Zrika even when it's Mitzas Arelin. So he paskins like Rav Chisda through and through that there's a problem of Mitzas Arelin Bizrika and also Yash Machshavas Arelin Bizrika when it comes to going from Shchita to Zrika. This is despite the fact that it's very clear, and the Rambam says himself, that in Machshavas Ochlin Bizrika, as the Rambam says at the very end of that halacha. So what accounts for the difference between Yesh Machshavas Arelin Bizrika, but in Machshavas Ochlin Bizrika? After all, I might have thought that Machsheves Areilim is really just another instance of Machsheves Ochlin. That's actually the way the Minchas Chinuch seems to think about Machsheves Areilim, or at least the psul for an Arel to be knocked is the Korban Pesach. Minchas Chinuch in source number 58. Says Uchmo de Inu Roila Achila the Arel Kim Nami Inu Osa Pesach, he can't be Makriv Vim Asa Lo Yatsa the Akla Be Pesach Shetzarech Shia Roi Le Achila Belo Chisaro Naisa. The reason why an Arel can't be Makriv the Pesach, says the Minchas Chinuch, is because he's not Roi Le Achila, he's not a Gavra the Chazi Le Achila. But if this is really all about the Achila, so then why it does Yesh Machshavas Arelim Bezrika? Why is that any different from Im Machshavas Ochlin Bezrika? So the Achronim suggests, and I think this is clearly the case, you could see there's also a piece in the Chidush HaGam Ve'Agreid, source number 63, or Sameach in source number 61, very long, but for purposes of time, I'm just going to summarize. They both argue, in different words, that Yesh Machshavas Areilim Bizrika is a totally different, the Machshavas Areilim is a totally different Machshava from Machshavas Ochlin. Machshavas Ochlin is the lack of a positive. Right, that's why if you have la'ochla v'shalula ochla, you're still going to be yotzei because you still have the positive of the la'ochla. And as the Rambam says, it's as if you know the enam ochlim are not here. But when it comes to machshavas areila, within zrika, I'll explain why this is not the case within shchita. But within zrika, so even miktas areila is posel. Why? Because machshavas areila is a machshava haposelis, being mitzarif this korban to an arel, that's a machshava haposelis. Therefore, Miktas Areila is posel as well. That's what the Rav explains, Kedusha Agam Ve'Agreid. Why is that not the case when it comes to Shechita? If you have a Machshava L'Shem Mulin, U'L'Shem Areilin, it's still kosher when it comes to Shechita. So the Or Sameach explains that when it comes to Shechita, the Machshavos that we care about are, what we need when it comes to Shechita is a Machshava L'Shem Achila. And we developed this earlier in the year. So machshava l'shem achil, that's what we need. So we're not looking, within the context of shchita, we're not looking at an arel as an arel b'toras arel. We're looking at arel as an arel b'toras eino ochel. And if that's the case, then l'mulim v'la'arelim is really just the same as the ochla v'shalola ochla. And therefore it's kasher. But when it comes to the zrika, and the zrika being that the avoda that is mechaper, where I need a bar hartza'a, meaning to say I need someone who is relevant to this korban. I need someone who can partake in this korban. There I don't care about the achila. What I care about is the gavra. And as Or Sameach says, the arel is not a bar hartzah. He's fundamentally excluded from this korban. And therefore, machshavas areilim v'zrika paskins the Rambam, and even miktas areila is going to pasul as well. And I think that fits very nicely with the approach that we've suggested so far, that if an arel is really fundamentally excluded from this process, this experience of the Korban Pesach, because of that lack of full identification, then you could very much understand why machshavas areila would be antithetical such that it would create a psul, even b'miktas areila. I was wondering, what about a machshava for Ben Nihar? I don't know. Maybe that's not a good question because the Isser is to be Malachil, not to be Ochal. Yeah. But within the Rishonim, we think that it is to be Ochal. I don't know. It's also a very noteworthy point.
Maybe just some Mufka.
That's great. That's great. So the Or Sameach, he says, the Machlokas within, at the end of the Gemara in Samach Bezim and Aleph, where the Gemara quotes Rav Ashi, that Rav and Rav Chista are arguing, "B'hai kra kamifligi v'nirtzalo l'chaper alav alav lo achavero, Rav asavar chavero dumedidei ma hu debar kapara av chavero debar kapara lafukei hay arel v'lav bar kapara hu, Rav Chista savar hay arel nami kivin debar chiyuvu hu bar kapara hu holdi by mitkanashe." So Rashi there says that the whole machlokas is about shinui v'ayim, and we're talking about arelim who are not menuyim. Right? The Or Sameach suggests that the Rambam never makes such a distinction between Menuyin and Eino Menuyin. And Rav Chaim already was sensitive to that. Rav Chaim thought that the Rambam thinks that this is even talking about Arelim who are Menuyin. And Or Sameach says the same thing. And he has an incredible read of this Shach V'Tayah on the top of Samach Bezman Aleph. He says, Rambam and Chisa are not arguing about Shinu Baila. They're not arguing about Shinui Bailin. The Gemara is quoting Shinui Bailin just as a parallel or as a way to express the yesod of Chaveiro Dumya Didei. And what they're really arguing about is whether Arel is so mufka that the Machsheves Arela is not even Ha, because he's so mufka from the Korban. So exactly what Rabbi was saying for Ben Nihar, where Rava would be saying that Arel is so mufka from the Korban, you can't even be Chal. Whereas according to Rav Chista, that Yesh Machsheves Arela Bezrika, he's still shayach, at least enough, that the Machshava could be Chal, and therefore it would be post of the Korban. So that's why I was bringing that up, because Rabbi was suggesting that maybe putting Arel to the side, maybe everyone would agree when it comes to Ben Nihar. And that, by the way, that also highlights just differences between Ben Nihar and Arel, where even if it's Arel Lev and Arel Basar, it could be that the Arel Lev is even more offensive than the Arel Basar, and that's Zoschuka Safasa called Ben Nihar Lo Yoko. Okay. Let's finish up. So, I want to end off. That's a good segue to the last discussion, which is just the relationship between the three surim, Poshav HaSakir, RL, and Ben Yehuda. Just mentioned just now that maybe you could have some nafkamina between RL and Ben Yehuda. Fascinating Eerie, and Daf Tzadi Vavim and Aleph also. Not exactly sure how the Meiri reads the Gemara here, but the Meiri says, source number 64, says the Meiri that the Meshumad would be Osir b'matza umaror, whereas the Arel would not. Clearly, the Meiri did not think that the bow applies to the Ben Nihar, which is a problem based on the Gemara in Chav Chesim of his, says explicitly Arel u'Ben Nihar. So, I don't know. But either way, the Meir is clearly saying that the Meshumon would be Osir b'matzo umaror, whereas the Arel and the Ger Toshav would be Muter, or even Chayot, in matzo umaror, which presses, you know, to explain this nafkamina between Ben Nihar and Arel. Then when we throw Toshav Issachir into the mix, it gets even more interesting. The very beginning, we quoted the Psukim. The Psukim start off with Kol Ben Nihar Lo Yochabo, number one. Then it says, Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kasa, Tumatos Lo Yochabo. Then Toshav Issachir Lo Yochabo, let's count that as number two. And then finally, the whole Arel Lo Yochabo, that's number three. If you look at the Rambam in Korban Pesach Perek Tes, source number 66, the Rambam keeps to the order of the Psukim. Hamachil Kizayis Ben HaPesach, Beni Pesach Sheni, Lemur Lavodazaro, Oleger Toshav Lo Sachir, Hariza Over Below Sefseh. Happens to be that there's another common denominator between those two Isurim, which is that it befalls the Ma'achil, not the Ochel. But either way, the Rambam is choosing to first present Ben Nihar and Toshav Sachir, and then only afterwards in Halacha Ches does the Rambam say Arel Sha'achal Kizayis Ben Besara Pesach Lope. So the Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchos Korban Pesach is staying true to the organization of the Sukkah. But when we get to the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, source number 65, the Rambam does something really interesting. The HaMitzvah Kuf Chavav, Hi Shehiz Yiranu Mei Ha'achil HaPesach Leger Toshav. First, the Rambam quotes Toshav Issachir. Then in the next Mitzvah Kuf Chav Zayin, Shehiz Her Ha'arel Mei Echol HaPesach. Then the Rambam quotes Arel. And finally, Kuf Chav Ches, Shehiz Yiranu Mei Ha'achil HaPesach LeYisrael Shenishtam. Then the Rambam quotes Ben Nihar. Totally changes the order from the Psukim, and even that which he codifies in Korban Pesach Perek Tes. And Hadvarim Omrim Darsheni, what's the Rambam trying to convey by changing the order in the Sefer HaMitzvos? So, in addition to that, there's another problem with the Rambam, which is Toshav Issachir itself. In Mitzvah Kuf Chavav, the Rambam says, Sheziyonu Meha'achil HaPesach LeGer Toshav. So the Rambam interpreted Toshav as Ger Toshav. The problem, though, is, I mentioned this just very quickly earlier on, the problem is that there's a lot of different deos about what Toshav Issachir even mean. If you go to the Gemara in Yevamos, that Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, first of all, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Toshav Issachir is taken as extra, and it's used for Gzeira Shava, Toshav Issachir to teach Pesach to Truma. According to Rabbi Akiva, Toshav Issachir comes to include Ger Shemal Velo Taval, or Katan Shenolad Kishuhu Mahul. It doesn't come to teach Ger Toshav at all, according to Rabbi Akiva. If you look at the Mechilta, source number 68, that's seemingly where the Rambam got his position from. Toshav v'sachir lo yolchavo, toshav zeger toshav, sachir zehagoy. That's the Tanakam. And the Rambam seems to follow that position, because if you look at the Rambam quoting Pesach Tes Zayin, he says, Hamachir kezayis mena Pesach umumar al-vazor, o leger toshav, o le sachir. He just mentions sachir without defining what sachir is. And he interprets toshav as ger toshav, which he did in Sefer HaMitzvos as well. I think Pashup Shad is that Sakhir refers to an action, to a goy, meaning to someone who's working in your home. Then there's one more day, Rabbi Yitzchak, that refers to Aravi Mahul or Givoni Mahul. There's four different deos about what Toshav and Sakhir even mean because of the problem that it seems to be gratuitous, it seems to be extra. However, as we proved, according to the Rambam, Toshav and Sakhir means Toshav and Sakhir. It means a Ger Toshav, and a Sakhir presumably means a goy. Why does the Rambam count this if it's not necessary? If a Ger Toshav and a Sachir are already included, certainly in Arba, maybe in Ben Nechar, as a Kavachomer from a Yisrael Meshuma to a Goy? And why does the Rambam count Toshav and Sachir as a separate mitzvah? So I wanted to suggest that what the Rambam is trying to do here, both by counting Toshav and Sachir and also by changing the order in the Seder HaMitzvos, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, what the Rambam is trying to do here is convey a conceptual point by drawing the concentric circles of the people who are excluded from the Korban Pesach. Rambam is trying to tell you that Ger Toshav and Sachir, Toshav and Sachir as a Goy, constitutes one category. You're right. You might have known already that you can't be Ma'achil a Goy, just from the Yisurim of Arel and Ben-Nichon. But nonetheless, the Torah told you that Yisur, because it's drawing, you know, a certain line. It's telling you, first you should know that someone who's not a Ben Yisrael cannot partake in this korban, Toshav Isachir. He's the most mufka from Kedushas Yisrael in one way, but not another way, as I'll explain. Then in the next one, it tells you that the Arel cannot eat the Korban Pesach. The Arel is someone who's shayach to Kedushas Yisrael, but has not fully actualized his potential for Kedushas Yisrael. And that person is kind of one rung up from the Toshav Isachir, and he too is excluded from the Korban Pesach, says the Torah. And then the biggest Kiddush, the Zos Kukas HaPasach Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Bo, the person who does have Kedushas Yisrael, and he's not even a Mumer L'Chol HaTorah Kula. No, he's maybe a Mumer D'Davar Echad, or Meshuman. He's also Mufka from the Korban Pesach. And perhaps, you know, capping off with the Meshuman, what the Torah is trying to tell you is that even though from one perspective, you know, you might have thought that he should be included because he does have Kedushas Yisrael, he has been fully initiated, but from a different perspective, he's also the one who's most mufka from the Korban. Because by rejecting rejecting Kedushas Yisrael, he has, you know, he's basically declared that I don't want to be part of this club. I've been Polish Minat Zibur. And in that respect, he becomes the Zos Kukas HaPasach, the antithesis to what Korban Pesach is all about. If that's the case, we can understand why the Rambam went out of his way to count Toshav HaSachir, despite the fact that it could have been included in other Isurim, and to change the order in Sefer HaMitzvos in order to convey this point of the concentric circles of the people who are excluded from the Korban Pesach, which again reflects back on what the Korban Pesach is all about. Okay.